Blog Talk Radio. I'm so happy. for the unity. I'm so happy for everybody who wants to get on board and promote with us. All we try to do is just be popular, entertain, make money, create awareness to the great things that we're doing. Shout out to all the talented artists who came out on Sunday night. You blew me away. I swear I was just speechless and had goosebumps the whole night. Shout out to Buddha Blush, Area 51. I get to other people as the show goes on, you know what I mean? And definitely play some of the music from some of the artists. Definitely premiering the music from my boy Pop, a.k.a. Psychotic. And we're also going to have a special guest. Y'all seen it on Facebook earlier today, you know what I'm saying? My brother came to me and was just like, yo, sis, I'm working, and I see this opportunity. This guy got shit poppy, you know, Sky. I'm like, familiar. But we're all going to get to know him tonight on Philly Shine because he has some special shit. He has some special stuff for everybody. We're talking about
no
sex parties. No, yeah, it's a live show. What can I do? Nothing. But keep it moving. Show must go on. But I can't pronounce the first name, but I know how to say Sky. Introduce yourself to everybody. I already have him on the line. And he is Mr. King of the sex parties. We got to find out what is good. The entertainment part, you know, because everybody likes to have sex. And then I know some of you freaks out there that want to fuck other people and share. I don't share. Y'all already know. Y'all listen to Philly Shine Radio. Y'all know I ain't sharing nothing. I ain't sharing nothing. And sex is something I'm not sharing. So I might come to the party. I watch. I watch porn, you know. But please, Mr. Sky, introduce yourself. I like the way you... Your first name is Sam, even though I can't pronounce it.
Yeah, my name is Naviel Sky.
All right, Naviel. My memory is horrible. I'm going to learn it. But Naviel Sky, introduce yourself to everybody. We already got some callers listening in. I'm sure we're going to check in the chat room and see what's up with everybody right there, too. So, Naviel Sky, what... we ain't going to go into the names. Let's talk about sex parties first. I know. What's good with you? What you got going on?
Well, pretty much, I'm real affiliated with a lot of porn stars, strippers, freaks, things of that sort. And they pretty much gave me the motivation and inspiration to bring a freaky unity to the city. We do sex parties every month. I'm shooting my first one September 18th. And that's the first one that went down. And pretty much what goes down is from 10 o'clock to 2, we got male and female dancers on separate floors. When you walk in, you get a mask. Everybody take a shot when they first walk in the door.
Oh, shit.
Pretty much we do that to keep it discreet because I know a lot of people want to do a lot of things that they real ashamed of. Or, you know, people think differently of you. Or they might have a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. So they come to the party, have their mask on, and a lot of females, surprisingly, they always want to be gangbanged. So they come there to let that happen, and they walk away from the party. And it just be a memory, not to be spoken of again.
Wow. What I know, I don't know about you guys, but I've always watched, you know, like, real sex on HBO, and you know what I mean? You hear the stories, read books, you know what I'm saying? And something like that is just, like, so exclusive. Like, you got to pay, like, a $20,000 membership and all these other things because, yeah, a lot of people have, like, those sexual desires that can't be met, you know what I'm saying? So what I found, you know what I mean, kind of a special or, like, I'm going to say extraordinary is how much you charge at the door or to be a membership, a member of whatever you got going on. Is it a member or is it just anybody come or?
Well, pretty much we try to keep it real private because, honestly, I don't even know if we're allowed to do this, but we going to rock out anyway. keep it within the circle. Like, we give our tickets to people who we know or if you know somebody, then I just trust your word. And we do it like that. Now, got a multiple big duffel bags of various condoms, toys, handcuffs. We got people bringing poles in. Like, like all that's being taken care of to make sure it's safe. Yeah, spots like Pleasure Garden and all that, you get a membership. I think it's like $100 every time you go up in there. Well, right now.
Well, yeah, you're not. I mean, it's not illegal to have sex. You know what I mean? But it's illegal to. I think you buy sex. You're not. You're not telling everybody to pay for sex, right?
No, we're not paying for sex. You're paying to be in an atmosphere where sex is more than likely going to happen.
I like how you put this shit.
He was a pimp, y'all. I saw him before. I really saw him.
Back in the day, he was pimping. That's why he's now doing this, because you just get that smooth talking.
It's like, I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you. But I'm going to definitely include some of the callers in on the show. Maybe we got some freaks who have experienced the freak sex party, who've had their own, who want to join in yours. You know what I'm saying? We definitely want to get to know you. We're going to play some music. I think I got some freaky music to keep the show popping, too, tonight, too, because, you know, people look out. We got Wanna Fuck, Zora Money and Hannibal. I Just Wanna Fuck, Stunner Man and Drunken Horse and Lou Rider. We got a lot of shit. Pussy Like Dope, Jackie O, you know what I'm saying? So ain't nothing better than pussy except for new pussy. Shout out to Big Face Benny. So we're going to get it popping tonight on the show. Check out, we got some music. We're going to play. We're going to say hi to some of the callers. You got me, bro?
I got you.
Would you say Mr. Sky, Navio Sky? I like his name. Oh, no, I ain't say play music. I want you to check on all the callers.
No, that was just a sample of what we was going to get a crowd, that's all.
Oh, he scared me. I don't know what was going on. But yeah, that was Pussy Like Dope. Jackie, I'm going in on that song.
I think that's only appropriate for the type of guest that we had tonight.
You know what? Play Pussy Like Dope, and then we going to get into the callers. I like that. Go in, bro.
We got bad callers on the line, too, so we going to play this one track, Pussy Like Dope, from my girl Jackie O. Call it Stay Vibe. We're going to get to y'all right after the song.
Pussy like dope, never let it go. Not the kind you drink, but the kind you smoke. You ain't know what you doing, boy, you might go broke. It ain't no joke, this pussy like dope. This pussy like dope, never let it go. Not the kind you drink, but the kind you smoke. You ain't know what you doing, boy, you might go broke. It ain't no joke, this pussy like dope. It's like a whole brick. Watch me break it down. 36 ounces, uh-huh. Moving round and round.
Damn.
I look like money, uh-huh. But you do the math. Tips and ass, it's like quarters and halves. Mm-hmm. Once you drop it down on him, he could slap it up.
Slap it up.
And pack it up.
Pack
now
it
you
up.
Bag me up. No chemicals.
Nah.
I got that pure clean.
Pure
I
clean.
Have him sweating and shaking. Now that nigga a fiend. No rehab.
Nah.
Shit, he gone now.
Gone
I put
now.
The skater on him. He can't leave me alone now. He's lying for the dope. He'll cry for the dope. He'll steal,
dope.
Rob, and kill. He'll die for the dope.
Pussy
like dope. I'm still gonna let it go. Not the kind you drink, but the kind you smoke. You ain't know what you doing, boy, you might go broke. It ain't no joke, this pussy like dope. This pussy like dope, never let it go. Not the kind you drink, but the kind you smoke. You ain't know what you doing, boy, you might go broke. It ain't no joke, this pussy like dope.
He keep me on the stove. Cause I'm boiling hot.
Silly nigga even try to put me in a pot. Fool tried to cook me, threw me on the scale. Stuffed me in a Ziploc, say he had a sale. For Ruby and pussy,
yeah.
Straight off the ship.
Ooh.
I ain't talking diamonds and nicks,
nah.
Bitch, a whole brick.
Uh-huh.
But he fucking up.
Fucking up.
On me on mine.
He
getting high.
What?
Off his own supply. In too deep,
yeah.
Now he going crazy.
Going crazy.
Won't be the front of some, but fuck you, pay me.
Uh-huh.
Wanna put me in his trap, cause it's so good.
So good.
And I can get it jumping,
yeah.
And hit it
like
hard.
Dope,
never let it go. Not the kind you drink, but the kind you smoke. You ain't know what you doing, boy, you might go broke. It ain't no joke, this pussy like dope. This pussy like dope, never let it go. Not the kind you drink, but the kind you smoke.
Uh-huh.
You know
dope, yeah. He started off with brick fare, now he can't afford it. Every dime, every quarter, he placing the order. He addicted to this pussy, spending all his bread. He stalking the trap, eyes buzzing out his head. He a crack fiend, cause the code clean. He's a fucking mess, but it's crystal meth. Bringing all type of niggas to my spot. Fool booking out, getting the trap high. Stealing from his people, anything to get some cash. Pawning all the shit, dude really feeling bad. His eyes open, but he ain't woke. It's no hope. Man, it's pussy like dope. Tell me, let it go. Not the kind of drink, but the kind of smoke. You don't know what you're doing, boy, you might go broke. It ain't no joke. It's pussy like dope. It's pussy like dope. Tell me, let it go. Not the kind of drink, but the kind of smoke. You don't know what you're doing, boy, you might go broke. It ain't no joke. It's pussy like dope.
We're going to check in on some callers on Philly Sound Radio. We trying to tell y'all that y'all could be able to attain your sexual freak desires. I think Philly Sound has been building up to this because we've been talked about all this shit. So now you got a place to go. Holla at my boy, Navio Sky. That's too wide. But we also have my boy, Ty, up in the building tonight. Welcome back to Philly Shine. How you been?
Fine, chilling, you know how I do. Falling back, trying to make things happen. How y'all going? What y'all got going on up there?
Well, tonight we talk about sex parties, you know what I mean? Actual deep sex parties. So chill with us, you know what I mean? I'm definitely let you get a chance to show off and promote what you have going on, because that's what we do in Philly Shine. We all shine, we all show off. So we're going to get it in, checking on these callers. Shout out to my boy, Young CEO Bo. He said he's listening in. You and your lady. We want to see what we could do to merge. You know what I'm talking about? Who's the first caller we got, bro?
First caller we got is 27338.
Yeah, speaking
Hello.
Of the name, what's good, bro? Welcome back
shit,
to the show.
Was
yeah.
You know, I'm still working on grinding on ball later. Trying to get this shit
right.
out as soon as possible, man. It's something that everybody can vibe to, feel, and relate to on every aspect of their life. Like, hey, keep the name. It's Grind Down Ball Later. Like, you can go with it each and every way you want. No matter if you are on the streets grinding, you got a job, you grinding, you in schools, you grinding, like, no matter
if
what.
If you at
like,
the sex party, you grinding.
See,
y'all know I know how to fuck shit.
For some reason, I knew you were going to sneak that in there.
You had to know I was going to sneak. I've got to sneak the promo of what I'm talking about tonight. And my homie texted me earlier, because, like, I'm sending out the man's text, like, oh, yeah, sex party, where the freaks at? You calling the show? What's good? So my homie, some guy, I know he has a little crush on me or whatever, but he's like, oh, well, are you going? I was like,
not like that.
Not like that. He's like, so how are you promoting it? I'm like, mind your business. Like, you don't have to go to stuff to promote it. Like, what? What does that mean? I'm just not a sharing type of lady. Like, it will be a whole fight. I will beat everybody up in the sex party. You can't have that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to keep my man, my dick away from the sex party because I will hurt everybody. And so nobody gets hurt. I don't partake. Right, Navio? Like, a person like me shouldn't partake in a sex party. I'm going to get violent and angry, right?
No, correct. A person like you should not tell your dude about it and should come to the party and just be real visual. Technically,
that's oh, yeah. I can watch. Who has the lady moaning in the background? Is that you, bro? Let me find out.
The only thing you'll hear in my background right now is instrumental.
We got rid of that weird sound effect guy. Like, won't be boyo yoings out of nowhere anymore. Like, oh wow, you remember that shit, don't you, bro?
I used to say something about it every time. Every time I heard some little shit, I'm like, what the fuck is that?
You're like, why the fuck is it always boyo yoing? My homie Vinny chilling with us too, listening in. Just chill with us. We all talking shit. I'm going to check in on some more callers on Philly Shine. We definitely showing off. The only non-freak music I probably play tonight is my boy Pop, a.k.a. Psychotic, is getting some new music. Waiting for new music from my girl China Dow, all the way from Florida. So I want to show love to her. Y'all know I show love to the ladies. Play some other ladies' music. But who's the next call? Everybody chill with us. We trying to tease. I'll show y'all where to go for the sex party. I'm going to go watch. I'm
going
to definitely watch.
I'll watch.
And if y'all want to I'm going to... Hell yeah, I'm going to go. I want to see that. I was going to go to this other one, but it was just too freaky, just like what they were talking about. I'm just like, I'm not interested in seeing, like, they were saying, like, I'm gonna keep it 100, and I'm not with it. You know what I'm saying? They was like looking for older women that look like gymnasts. You know what I'm saying? Like you skinny and small with no titties, so they could pretend to be little girls and that ass shit like that. And I'm like, y'all super freaky. Y'all do no freak ass shit like that. Pretending bitches is bitches. Do you? Just grown up sex in this girl, right? Whose background is loud? Does somebody mute their phone? Who's the next caller we got?
Next caller is 215-397.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
We're not doing no gunshot people tonight.
They can listen. Fine. But just as long as you check out Naviel Sky. You know what I'm saying? To find out what's good. How can they get in touch with you? You definitely got to give out that information.
You can search me on Facebook, NAVIELSKYY. Or you can check out my photography site, www.NAVIELSKYPHOTOGRAPHY.com.
Yeah, see, look, he got ahead of me. I was going to go into that. Like, you're not just doing this text party. You also have other businesses as well. Tell us about, like, what else you're doing.
All right, well, my main focus, I'm a photographer. I work at a lot of clubs. I do weddings. I work for magazines. I just do a lot of freelance work. And then, you know what I do, the sex party thing.
Okay.
I write for different artists, singers, rappers, whatever.
Okay, that's what's up. You know, I might definitely need that. So, yes, we can hit you up. I like a person that got their hands in a lot of stuff. Like I said earlier, they I promote strippers, charities, bake sales, parties, open mics. Like, it is what it is. Let's do this. So who's the next caller we have, bro? And I'm going to get into some more sexy music.
The next caller is 443-944.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Calling from?
What's good?
What's good, Pop? What's good?
Shit, just chilling, just promoting this new mixtape, No Throwaways, the preview. I just dropped this shit today. I'm working on that shit, doing some video shit for that. It's just been at it, just up and at them.
That's what's up. Well, I'm going to definitely show some love to you tonight. Like I said, you're the only non-sex songs I'm going to put for tonight, because we gotta stick to what we're talking about, you know what I mean? A sex party. Have you ever been to a sex party, Pop?
Nah. I ain't never did that before.
Would you want to do it before? I mean, later? Not that before.
It's all good. Nah, I mean, I don't know, because I heard, like, the shit that going at a sex party, that, like, that's really, like, that. I mean, I don't mind, like, that freak shit, but I prefer, like, to be at the house doing that shit. Like, I ain't trying to do all that shit, like, in a club or setting or some shit like that. But, you know, to each his own. I probably would, though. For real.
That go down, no?
See, that's why we have Naviel Sky on the line with us tonight, because he's going to have everybody up in here. Not, I'm going to be there watching. If I'm on a bet, if I'm a act all freaky and shit, I will take your money. You know what I'm saying? I also play pool, so if you got a pool table, I can take somebody's money playing pool too. But
You know what I'm saying? We try and get some information about sex.
I probably would, though.
See, Pop coming. He won't film his video when they join. Like, hold on.
you know what? You could tell water to a well, sis. He didn't change his mind just like that.
I definitely would, right? But who's the next caller? Chill with his pops. Like I said, I'm a show love to your music. And I gotta pick Naviel Sky's brain. Y'all know how I do on Philly Shine. I'm gonna pick his brain, find out what's going on. But who's the next caller we have?
The next call is 267-973.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's the name where you calling from? 267-973. Hello? Yes. Say hi. Okay. We got a lot of listeners. Everybody getting shy tonight. They're like, well, I'm not ready yet. I still got my hands in my pants. Don't get that excited.
You gave them the encouragement that they can just listen for right now. So they probably over there like, I want to hear.
If you just want to listen and you don't want us to open your mind, because we're about to start playing on your phone, okay, guys? Like, because we only take so much of the quietness, I know, but you could definitely go on the website and listen, www.blogtalkradio.com/Philly Shine Radio, and you can listen to us right now live or even check out some of the old episodes and check this one out later. Like, it is what it is, on-demand type shit. Well, what's the next caller? Maybe they want to talk. Come on now. We talk about sex parties. You want to come? Like, no, skeet, come to the party. Bro, who's the next one we got, bro?
6-7-6-2-2.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from? Philly was good. God, really?
You got everybody. You know what? It's for a lot of people, it's a touchy subject. You know, they don't want to be considered as, you know.
For real, if y'all don't even want to say your name, maybe that's what I should hear. I say, all right, if I open up your line, you don't have to say your name. But I would love for you guys to join in on the subject, you know what I'm saying? I'll start playing on your phone, like I'm trying to tell y'all, I'm threatening y'all because I want to hear how you think, like, because I keep it 100 on the show, like, I keep it 100 anyway, like, you got to, like, why not? It's just, it's Philly Shine Radio, feel free to express yourself. Well, go ahead. Next caller, then I'm going back to my guests, because y'all playing, like, no, y'all not playing. So I want y'all to play with us.
Oh, man. This call is right here, 267-816.
Oh, no. She is. What's good, boo?
How you doing?
Persia Sam. She's coming on to the Philly Shine Radio, coming in November. You know what I'm saying? Talking shit with Persia. Welcome to the show, baby.
I'm good, sweetheart. Just came to check in. Went to go see my girl, DJ Brickhouse. She was down at the Haku Bar or something like that down 7th and Walnut. So I went down there to go check her out for a second. Now I got to get home. So not a long night, and I wanted to come get home so I can listen to you on the radio, basically.
I know that's right. Well, definitely chill with his Persia. My guest tonight is Naviel Sky. He has his own sex parties. He does the photography. Definitely a lot of freelance work. He's a busy guy. But meet Persia Sam, beautiful, talented, rock star, soul stress, beautiful. Damn, she do a lot too. Model, breathtaking. That's what we
call
her.
She do it all. She multi talented. Hello, Persia.
Hi, darling. How are you?
I love her. That is my boo.
You
got
to get it down there.
Properly, you have to say the sound.
Listen. Me and Persia Sunday was cutting up. All right, back to the show. Back to the show. Y'all miss Mill Creek. We was cutting up, okay? It was like, we was Menage a Trois people and shit. Like, well, not really. Like, we was, you know, it was almost there.
Giving a thought. You better stop that.
No, we was. Like, we was acting up. It was like, you know, we double-teamed a few people. It was G-rated, though. A G-rated menage a trois Sunday night. The purge was on our bag.
Yes, we were.
G-rated. G-rated because we G's. But, you know, I mean, a guy with my... What'd you say?
I said, who was the guy that was on crutches that we wanted to take care of?
TV's. Yeah, we definitely... It was a guy on his crutches. You know, we had to... You know, we wanted to just take care of him, rub him up.
I
can't
take care of him.
We don't need to know. Y'all wasn't at Middle Creek.
Well, the boy did like 8 songs though. Like he was like, he did like, I swear to God, the nigga, him and his yo, they performed like 20 songs, like real rap. Like they wasn't bullshitting. They was really trying to do a tour concert and shit. Like
they
really wasn't playing.
Yeah, because that's how it is. Like, each artist, it was 3 guys, though. You know, each artist did 2 songs. They didn't do 2. I think they did, like, 3 or 4 or whatever. But, you know, I show love to the groups. You know what I'm saying? We had fun. You enjoyed yourself, didn't you, Pop?
I definitely did. I always do.
He always do. That's what's up. I fucked him. That's my rival. Yeah, it is. Cursing again. But who's the next caller we got, bro? Because I got to...
You know, we got so many callers. If I repeat somebody, let me know. But we want to try 267-622.
Nah, they ain't want to talk. I don't know. See if they want to talk again. Nah, you know what? Callers, if you want to talk, press the 1. He'll definitely open up your mic. I'm going to chill off the callers because I got to talk to Nadia Sky. You know what I'm saying? I gotta talk to him a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta get personal.
Huh?
You gotta get personal. I'm real open. You can ask me whatever.
All right. So, you said you just did your first party in September, right? Right?
Yep.
And during your party, are you just like host to make sure everything's going well, or are you in there having sex too? Do you have sex freely in your party
just
too?
Give you the whole rundown because I got to my party kind of late because I was working on a photography thing.
Uh huh.
So people was mad at me, but when I got there, I made it all better for them. I walked in the door, say what's up to everybody. Told a couple people I was about to go out in the shower, they could come watch me. Went upstairs. Was washing up, help me wash up and all that. They touching on me and everything. Then I let them drop me off, rub the shea butter on my body, threw some jeans off, cut the drawers off, and walked downstairs, picked somebody up. What's her name? I'm not even gonna say her name, but
You can say her. All right, we said we was going to tease in the night. You can say. Describe her a little bit for our callers, because you know what I mean?
There's this real slim chocolate girl. Definitely wanted her for a minute, but when I do my photography, I keep it professional. She ain't know the sexual side. So she's just coming to support. But being as though she's in that atmosphere, that's fair game. So grabbed her, looked her up, put her on my shoulders, and I start giving her a little work. Orally.
You can say each of them, see? Just say that. I act like a real kid sometimes, eat it or pussy. You can say that. You really could. I like
that.
I ate this drug, though. But I just did that to pretty much loosen everybody up, right? Everybody was just, like, sitting around, relaxing. So I did this in front of everybody. It was, like, 30 people sitting around us. So then after that, I guess everybody started getting more roused. And then I had the raid. You know, the red, like, special lights. I had all those all over the house. I turned those off. Had the candles lit. So you can't see nothing now except for, like, I mean, you see the silhouettes and glows of people and you know who you're in front of. But it's more private.
Who is enjoying this fucking right here? Whose background is that?
That ain't mine.
That was a true Persian roll call. Who's having sex on Philly Shop right now?
Who is doing it? Oh my God!
I really hear that. Somebody
fucking.
Somebody getting in it. Ooh. They had not be at a party. They try to have a party now. Like,
somebody mic open. Matter of fact, then again, I'm glad I did leave somebody mic open. Only on Philly Sun. Only with Honest Pies, you're going to hear it live on air. We're going to talk about it and you're going to hear it.
Hey, she felt like she was getting the tip. Give it a whole thing, you know what I'm saying? But, wow, that's crazy. So I also want to talk about, like, some of the crazier sexual things you've experienced. But we're going to go into some sexy music, you know what I'm saying? Show some love. And I think Big Face Dunny's song Ain't Nothing Better is fitting for this pussy. Her pussy. Sound like her pussy good. Hold on.
Somebody fuck it.
Get it. Let them continue. I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? This is a live internet show.
Wow.
Somebody really get me back dug out.
Up next, Big Face Dundee. Ain't nothing better. You got me, bro? My brother can't even focus. Press the play the song, bro. Focus. You got a show to do. Get your hands out your pants. Get your hands out your pants, bro. Do your thing.
Yeah. My nigga Big Face Dunny, man. Told y'all new nigga to the game, man. Y'all think Drake doing that shit, man. Y'all niggas just getting in tune with this shit, man. We run the streets. Mark Madness. And my nigga Dunny about to go the fuck in for y'all, man.
We run the streets.
Shout and you know you're my baby. I tell everyone that you my number one lady. But I'm in the streets doing the 180. So when I'm with a freak, shorty don't look at me crazy.
Because you know
ain't nothing better than pussy. Except a new pussy.
Because you know
ain't nothing better than pussy. Except a new pussy.
I'm a smut, I'm a certified slut. I'm three dogs in one. You could call me a mutt. Keep one girl that get it all in the tub. And I creep with other girls that want me all for a buck. Get it wetter than the river, yo. Have them doing more than kissing under mistletoes. I send them to the city, oh. Have them telling all my business on Twitter, yo. No, I say a new pussy. Ain't nothing better than that except sex. I'll put a hold on sex. I stay so fresh, gunning in that fast lane. Can't stop, won't stop. Haters give me gas, man. And I ain't gotta drive, I let my chauffeur draw. I just sit up in the back like Rosa Parks. You know you number one, don't get mad at me. Just ride with your boy, ain't like we married.
Shawty, you know you're my baby. I tell everyone that you my number one lady. But I'm in the streets doing the 180. So when I'm with a freak, shorty don't look at me crazy.
Because you know
ain't nothing better than pussy. Except a new pussy.
Because you know
ain't nothing better than pussy. Except a new pussy.
Yo, you know I be acting up. How you think I made you back it up? I grabbed you a cup, you tapped my cup. Next thing you know, we in the back of the truck. I'm running down, you going down, then I'm going down. Then I drove you down to the crib that your man be holding down. Got you all feeling all open now. Your ass was fat, your waist was slim like some sevens. Your class was fat, I passed, no need for the testing. You love the swag, the cash was seeing the message. I was in my bag, I trashed the scene, but not directing. Next week I do the same thing. See a girl get a mask of a ring ring. Wanna know how she look, what she think. Thing. Ain't nothing like hearing a new thing thing. When you look in the ride, she full of surprise. Does she win it from the back or she win it from the side? Does she really got a wagon over jeans telling lies? Is she gon' act up when she crack them thighs? I wanna know if she really about it. I wanna know if she thorough or she gon' run the guys.
Shawty, you know you're my baby. I tell everyone that you my number one lady.
but I'm in the streets doing 180. So when I'm with a freak shorty, don't look at me crazy.
Because you know,
ain't nothing better than pussy, except the new pussy.
Because you know,
ain't nothing better than pussy, except the new pussy. Shawty, you know you're my baby. I tell everyone that you're my number one lady. But I'm in the streets doing 180. So when I'm with a freak shorty, don't look at me crazy.
Because you know,
ain't nothing better than pussy, except a new pussy.
Because you know,
ain't nothing better than pussy, except a new pussy.
I like that song. Ain't nothing better than pussy, except a new pussy. The 09 shit for Big Face Denny. Shout out to Big Face doing his thing. Oh, no, that's this year.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, Fish Grease. Shout out to everybody joining on the show. We also, like I said, we got my people's tie in the building. Definitely a hardworking guy trying to entertain. What you got coming up, Ty?
Right now, you know, I'm just working with the little artists we got. We got Mike D out of North. We got Candace Green getting down with us, about to get E-Burners down with us. We're just building our little roster up, about to, you know, do a major takeover of the city and everything, trying to be BTV Global. That's the name of our company, Billionaire Thoughts and Visions.
Billionaire Thoughts and Visions. I love it. I love it. Definitely a real good look. I'm trying to help out in any way that I can. I also have my other guests in the building on the 267-918 number. That's my boy, DJ Benz. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, DJ Benz. What's good?
Man, just chilling, listening to this show, laughing. It's crazy. Somebody having phone sex on the line. It's crazy.
No, that was probably real sex. That wasn't phone sex.
So somebody pounding while they on the phone?
Somebody was probably getting pounded on the phone. That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
You call phone sex for real. Like
Okay. Well, definitely shout out to DJ Ben. Give yourself a little introduction to Philly Shine Radio, please, show off.
All right. Well, first of all, you know, thanks for having me and everything like that. I'm DJ Ben, Future Star DJ, Coast to Coast DJ, part of Wyclef Warrior DJ, so on and so forth. Do radio. I got mixtapes on the streets. I'm also a blogger on hottestinthehood.com, and I even have something in the works of a television show called The Urban Music Report that's going to be coming to Philly really soon. So, you know, I'm just in the heavy grind, you know what I'm saying, trying to get that money, trying to do what I do. So get with it or get lost, you know what I mean?
I know that's right. But how can they get with you? Tell us. I follow you on Twitter. Shout out to Twitter.
Yeah, man, the best way to be up to date with all the things I'm doing is twitter.com/DJ Benz. Just follow me on Twitter. I mean, I'm always in sync with Twitter. Like, Twitter's so easy. Like, you just, you know, update people like, yo, I'm doing a mixtape. Like, you know South Philly Mel?
Yes, I do.
Well, South Philly Mel and I, we was talking yesterday, we about to do a tape. I got to do exclusive tracks with Meek Mill, Mike Knox, you know what I'm saying? And I'm feeling really good about this tape because I think that's really going to put me on the map in Philly. Like, if they don't know by now, by the time that mixtape come out, and also something with Tone Trump, it would be stupid if you don't hear me by then, you know?
Okay.
So.
Well, definitely we introduced you to everybody on Philly Shine, so I got your bag. You know, we already said we got some crazy events coming up. December 5th, the Diamond Spotlight Showcase. Before we do the showcase from 5 to 8, we're going to do a crazy, crazy cipher. And not just a cipher full of niggas just coming through, going in. We're going to really have it organized. We're going to have you spitting 16s. We're going to have you spitting 8s. We're going to have you spitting 4s. Might even have your hottest line. Like, we're going to really do ciphers big. Shout out to my boy DJ Circuit Breaker. You know what I mean? Tatiana's going to be a part of it, holding the females down. Honest Fire's going to be a part of it, holding the females down. And we definitely going to do, like I said, like some real crazy hip hop, 2010 style. You know what I'm saying? Definitely bringing up like I guess, like, what it embodies, like, that unity, that competition without it being a battle. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not into all that battling shit, because you say something about my shoes, I might, whatever, blank you. I could blank. But if we're doing it on a pure competitive, I'm just going to do something better than you. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with a friendly competition. It's going down December 5th. Like I said, DJ Ben's a part of it. DJ Circuit Breaker a part of it. It's going to be crazy. Maybe we might even have a sex party later on, a part of it. Because I'm into that. Because sex sells. Not VL Sky. Is that why you wanted to do it? Can we get... I know you said you did it because you know porn stars and stuff like that, but did you also see the lucrativeness of having sex parties, or why did you want to do it?
Honestly, it's the simplest answer ever. I'm just freaked out. If they told me I couldn't make money off of this party, it still would go down, and I still would go hard. So.
Oh, nothing wrong with that. Well, definitely not wrong with still making money, you know what I mean, still doing your freak thing, you know what I'm saying, showing love. So I guess what you love to do, that's nothing wrong with that. I think it's actually a great thing. I want to make money off of it. I'm going to send you all the people. Anybody who I send you first got to pay me $20, okay? And then I'm going to... send you Naviel's way, because I don't know, like I said, the part that I've heard of, people be like, oh, you got to pay 20 stacks a month to be able to be this free. You know what I'm saying? Have you even heard of like clubs that were that exclusive?
Yeah, I heard of a couple. The only one in Philly that I'm aware of, like I said, is on a spot called Pleasure Garden. So that's like $100 every time you go in there, but you do got to pay for a membership first. Hello?
Yo, fire.
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
No, I was asking you, like, I didn't hear you. I want to wait for a second. I don't know. I was asking you, like, have you heard of, like, other clubs, like, being so exclusive, you know what I mean, they couldn't even get into them?
To get into them, no. Like I said, the only spot in Philly I know of is the Pleasure Garden. And that's, like, $100 every time you go in there.
Is that the place that's in South Philly?
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. Nah, I don't think that's it.
I don't know.
Is it owned by Italians or Russians or something like that? The place I know is owned by, like, oh, yeah. I knew the owner. This old white guy. He's just crazy. He has some type of accent. I'm like, yeah. Shit, if I could get a piece off the membership, I'd send some people over to you. But that membership was just too much for us. Everybody like, what? 20 stacks a month? Just the fuck all crazy? Take my ass to the corner store shaky butts. I don't know. You know, some people... Huh?
Or Onyx, call it a day.
Oh, it goes down at Onyx? I see. Onyx get on my goddamn nerves. I ain't been to Onyx since my birthday party last year because they didn't let us dance. Like, before we could come in here and they let, like, the girls that wasn't stripping, like, you know what I mean, dance and be free. Because, like, y'all let us in the fucking club, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't want to get a lap dance. We chilling, too. Like, one thing about a strip club, the music be popping. Like, it's never a whack song playing at a strip club. And that's why we always would go to Onyx. For my birthday, I had, like, I don't know how many girls was with me. Like, we was all deep. Southwest was in the building, North, everybody in the building. But they kept saying that they was going to kick us out because we was getting all the male attention. Like, what type of hating-ass shit is that? Like, that was corny, man. I don't like, I ain't been on it since. Fuck it. It ain't for me. I like music and stuff like that, but I don't like restrictions. You know what I mean? If I want to dance and shake my big ass, I'm going to do it. So, I'll be at Onyx. But we're going to definitely keep this show moving. Like I said, we're going to teach my girl, Perga Sam, how to run the switchboard because she definitely has her radio show coming soon on Philly Shine Radio. Definitely, I'm excited. excited about that. Like I said, it's a great way to be able to connect with artists. And she just connected with a lot of people just this past Sunday, and you were honored as a rock star. I saw the pictures from Technician. Amazing, girl. And you look so good, Sunday.
Thank you so much.
What can we expect on the show? Yeah, I can hear you. We here. Persia, you there?
I'm here. Persia.
Tell us about Sunday. Persia. Let me find out. I could do that.
That's a sexy name right there. Persia.
All right. She's a sexy woman, too. Y'all see the pictures? Ain't got shit on in person.
Thank you.
I haven't seen the pictures.
I haven't seen it. I didn't know he put them up there that fast. I got to go look at them.
No, yeah. Shout out to my boy, Terrence. No. Remember, he showed me on his camera.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say.
Okay.
You know,
it's a picture we all took.
Your cameraman took it of us. I wanted him to put it up.
Oh, I got it.
What she do, Fry? What Persia do?
Persia is a singer. She does soulful rock, pop, amazing music. And she just come through looking shitting on everything. I love it.
Showing your face.
Persia on Sunday. Please tell them. And she came through Diamond Spotlight and did her thing.
Yes, I did. You know, I had to show my face. I got up there. You know, I only did one song. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I did my thing. So I had to make sure everybody got their chance. I didn't want to take up too much time, so.
What about at the Dave and Buster's? You got to rock out with your band. You was going in. I saw y'all. Shout out to Josh on the drums.
Yes. My band, they're so awesome. And, you know, we're just working together to really build and cultivate something. Me and Camilla from the band Government Cheese, we're looking to put something together. And it's coming together. You know, so just look out, you know, definitely when it comes about, I will put it out there and let everybody know.
We got to do a song at the next sex party. You with me, Persia?
We want to call that shit. Fuck it.
Perform the lingerie,
yeah, exactly.
Hmm?
Yeah, y'all got to perform in lingerie.
That's cool. I have a silk robe on, you know what I mean? There's some crazy shit underneath, you know.
Boots and drawers for me. That's what I like.
I'm going to cover my ass. I'm really not. I'll have a song on, but I'm covering my ass. I can't just show you my ass. It's like, I did it, how old was I? 18 last time I wore a tall bikini outside, and it was just... They're like, you can't be at a public pool like that. you know, I was like, you know what, this is too much ass to just be out, you know. But, yeah, no, that's no problem.
You'd be blocking, right?
You'd be hurting them.
We rock-starring out, you know.
Yeah, aww. I ain't gonna put,
you know, can't put the cheeks out there. I show the tattoos, you know, a little bit. But, yeah, we got you, Navia. We'll make it sexy. We're gonna make a song called Fucking. Right now.
Just fucking.
Start fucking. This is.
Me and Pose are going to put a song together called Start Fucking Right Now.
You better start fucking right now. You better get started all down. You better make it feel real good. You better start fucking right now. I said, look up on her pussy, make it wet and gushy.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking right now. We're coming soon. Skeet.
I'm sexually explicit and you don't want to miss it. I'm the motherfucking woman of your dreams. While I get deep throat while I'm in my trench coat, lace back getting high off the scene. Ow!
So, yeah. So, see, Navia, you in good hands. That's what we do. We entertain. Shout out to everybody joining on the show. I'm about to go in on some more freaky music. This got to be the freakiest song in my playlist. Shout out to my boy Key, motherfucking West. He's the motherfucking best. That's my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Definitely peep high. He's about his business. And that's my partner, my buddy.
but he's freaked out on this song. So we definitely want to show some love to him. And then we're going to play Pop, a.k.a. Psychotic, close out my boy DJ Benz. He got crazy things coming soon. And Naviel with us the whole night, right? You ain't going nowhere, are you?
I'm chilling right here, dog. Chilling with my girl. I'm a fire all day. Got nothing.
I'm your girl
right
now.
Well, one of them. It's like, dog.
Yeah, Nope. I don't share. See, I was about to check you right there. If I'm your girl, you got to leave the rest of them alone. Like, no. We can have a Philly Shine Radio relationship. You want to be my Philly Shine Radio boyfriend?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
So while you on Philly Shine, you can't share. You still want to be my boyfriend?
Oh, me? Sharing? I don't know how to share. I don't know. It's hypocritical. I'm sorry. Acting like a Republican right now. I don't know how to share, but it is what it is.
Oh, that fucks with it. Well, we're going to play Key West featuring Lil Wayne. She's on fire. We'll get to the callers. Shout out to everybody. Oh, yeah. That's what he shout out to Eastern Philly. He said he's a good. What if he has to?
Take her out, cause she's on the side. Down on my knees and ask my Lord to keep me clear from the devil, cause my girl, she's on fire. Yeah, I hear it, I'm saying so cool.
Yeah, come on, listen. Shorty gotta be the baddest chick around. From her feet to the top of her crown. Always fly, always chill with the smell good. That's why I gotta bless her with this good wood. She's on fire for me. Fuck my face if you please. Keep it sexy's the key. And I drop to my knees. That pussy's better than a motherfucker. And when I'm in it, get me harder than a motherfucker. That's cause she keep it tight and wetter than a motherfucker. No others on her level, none near a motherfucker. She got them tats up in the right places. I like to lick them, kiss them, make her make them nasty faces. You know it's feeling good, you know it's feeling right. I hope you got a sitter, cause I want you all night. The head keep it down, the ass it must stay up. I'm going in, that's how I like to fuck. You say you like it rough, tug at your hair a little. I flip you on your back, I wanna work the middle. I hit it harder, I wanna see them titties bounce. You yell your dick's the best, it's thicker than a 20 ounce. I know you thirsty, baby, come and drink this Pepsi. On 69, let's go, I hope your ass is ready. I know you about it. I know you about it. You ready for daddy?
Yeah, I'm ready for daddy.
I know you is. Man, that ass is on fire.
It is, baby.
I'm a bad, I'm a man, kerosene. She's on fire, pull her out. As a matter of fact, take her out. Got on my knees and let my lover give me clear from the devil, cause my girl, she's on fire. Yeah, so everything is so cool.
Listen. I'm a big nigga, so come and kiss my tummy. I tear that ass up, you think I fuck for money. I'm gonna put it down, I'm gonna put it in. My sex drive crazy, girl, I hope you bring a friend. I'll lick your clit for fun, I'll even toss your salad. So come and take a ride, I bet you add some mileage to your sexy ass. Come and mount my stallion, I'll leave that pussy swollen. And now happy smiling, I know she's on fire. I know she's on fire. I know she's on fire. I know she's on fire.
I leave the screen.
So
Yo, Philly Shine Radio is on fire tonight. Whoever's talking, please mute your phone, please.
This person has to be down for a year to get that.
Who is that? You won't be there for a year. I don't know, but mute everybody so we can start over. And then, because I'm about to check in on the callers. Tonight on Philly Shine, we got my guest Naviel Sky, my guest DJ Benz, my guest Pop, a.k.a. Psychotic, Persian Sam, Tyre on the building. We talking ish. Naviel Sky has the sex parties, the photography, and then I think he's going to help me open up some business, too. I can't tell y'all what it is, but I'm going to tell him here. Heat coming soon. But we're going to check in on some of these callers. Definitely, bro. Who's some of the callers we got in the building? Like I said, I shout out EQ Philly as he was good with him, too. Bro, you with me?
What's going on?
We got 215-939.
Yeah, welcome, that's me, Dark Skin Jermaine.
Dark Skin Jermaine, what's good? How you doing? I be confusing you with other people.
I know you do. That's why I called to curse
that,
you
nigga.
Out.
You got muted.
No.
He called to cuss me out. You just fucking lying.
He looked,
I ain't got time for this shit. Like, no, I'm joking. I know you're not going to curse me out. Definitely shout out to you, to your funny ass. You got to come do my shows. Like, what's good?
I'm you gotta let me know.
First Sunday, Mill Creek. Lock my number in, 215.
I
you
think
ready?
I got it locked in.
All right, well, call me. Stop playing.
All right, next, what is it,
215? 007554. Chill with us. I'm trying to find EQ line because we talk about sex parties. EQ, the OG, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure he's seen a couple
of
things.
Oh, yeah. I've been to a sex party.
You have? Or we're gonna ask you too, but chill with us. Is it a 267-265 number, bro?
No. Yeah,
oh.
It is.
Open air line.
It's open.
What's good, EQ?
What up, Honest? What up? I hear y'all talking sexy up on this joint. What's good? What's good to the your teammates, man? They doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Your DJ and all that.
Everybody showing love, you know what I'm saying? It's a unity thing. I respect everybody because I'm going to tell y'all just like I always say, a real conglomerate is a bunch of strong businesses. So you got to have strong businesses. And business includes money, broke, but person, you fucking stay on the fake head and bitch, whatever. Back to the story. But yeah, everybody is showing love. Tonight, we got Naviel Sky, he has those sex parties. Me, OG, IllaDellStyles.com, Mr. Making Movies, EQ Philly. He might even, oh, shit, EQ, we got to start making the pornos.
Oh,
find
shit.
Out. All right, we'll talk about that later.
Hitting me with the pornos, like, that's crazy.
Yo, you could probably just set up the camera. Like, we just set up, like, six cameras, get the angles right, you know what I'm saying? We go up to the sex parties, and then, all right, we'll talk about it later. But, EQ, right. What you been up to? First, you got to show off on Philly Shine. Then we going to get dirty. I was trying to get dirty first. We going to show off first. And what's good with you? What's good with Illadel Styles? What's up?
Before we get dirty, because now you got me in the mood now, you know what I'm saying? Before we get dirty, let's talk about the new movie. It's called, the new movie that we're going to start working on is called Change the Beat. It's about payola in the music business. And we can also talk about the new video that's out on Facebook and YouTube and all that good stuff. It's called Bombing on the Track. You know what I'm saying? That joint is tight right now. I'm getting a lot of love with that joint. That's the official lead track for the new album called Plutopia. You always go to the website, IllaDellStyles.com, check everything out, you know what I mean? But on some love shit, let's get back to the dirty stuff. I already did the promotion. All right,
is it
going to
be sexy? All right, I know I'm going to be in the movie, you know what I'm saying? I want to play the fucking rugged exec who has the freak parties in the back room, you know what I'm saying? That's my character. I'm that bitch, and I got a whole bunch of people. I just walk in, niggas be carrying me and shit. I like that. I like that prick. I think I can play that role.
I mean, you can always
like,
do the other role.
Give me my record. Now I need a hit.
Now, you could do the role like Hustle and Flow. You could do the chick like that. You know what I'm saying?
What she
do? You remember the chick that went me and Hustle that got the ball record playing on the radio station and all that?
What did she do?
It was his side joint that made the money.
Fuck out of here. I'm not. No. Jay being disrespectful. I'm about to mute you.
No, I'm
do I look
playing,
like I can play that bitch?
No.
No. I don't think I could.
No,
that's epic. No, you know what? Yeah, because shout out to my girl, Jay Raina Smith. Y'all know that's my ace boom coon. We like the same person. She just the lighter version. I'm darker version. But she's shorter and I'm taller. And she's prettier. I know that's my boo. But Jay Raina Smith, she played this role in the show to play Cole. Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe it. Like, she just act like a whole different person. So I can act like anything, please. Give me a roll. I got you.
I got a roll, but it ain't nasty, though. I got a roll for you, though. It ain't nasty, though.
I don't want to. I know. I want to be like a bitch. I'm not going to be a freak. I just hold the parties in the back room. You know what I'm saying? Because they have that. They say that, you know, in the record business, they have the big parties in the secret rooms. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody heard about it. So don't fraud. Like, y'all ain't heard about it. I ain't the only one to hear about people having big sex parties. That's going to be me. I'm going to be like Suge. Lady, you know, or what could my name be? Puff Girly.
I was at a sex party in South Philly one day, right? It was a sex party. I didn't even know.
So you went to, what is it called? Naviel Sky, what's the place? Pleasure Town?
Damn, I forgot that place.
No, whatever. Go ahead, back to your story, Ishu. How much did you pay to get into the sex party?
Well, I'm EQ. I didn't pay getting no party. I don't pay getting parties stuff like that. But anyway, my man brought me in. Right, I'm thinking we about to perform or do something. You know what I'm saying? Some more fly shit, right? And he's like, yeah, no, you did all some fly shit. So
don't press them nutties. I'm sorry.
What is fucking say?
I'm sorry.
Don't press any buttons, girl.
I'm sorry.
Oh, she's fucking up my story?
No. Get back to your story. Story is fine.
Yo.
Shit happens.
So anyway, we get in the motherfucking place, and this chick comes up to me, and she like, yo, what's good with you? And I'm like, what's good? So she's like, I'm going to take you, I'm your host for the night. I want to take you in the back. So we go to the back. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? And it was orgy galore. Like, it was all kinds of shit going up in that joint. So the chick was like, so what's your pleasure? And I'm thinking, like, whatever. I didn't know at the first. I was dumb as shit. Man, I was like at least 22.
You thought she was saying ask for, like, a drink. She was trying to give you a drink.
All right, I'm sorry. Okay, I won't do it no more.
You know, I had to press these buttons.
I was congratulating them.
No.
No, you wasn't. It's all good.
How can we teach you with the buttons? You pressing the buttons, you don't know which one is which.
No, my thing is like
you.
My pointer is going over it, accidentally pressing it. So I'm sorry. I will stay away from it. I'm just going to listen. I'm sorry.
No, you ain't listening. You want
to
press buttons.
To you.
Oh, no, I know. You good. But go ahead. Well, EQ, give us the short story, so we can move on. Because we got to teach Persia some stuff, so we got to check it on everybody else. All these interruptions.
Yo, the short story is, man, it was, I tell you, the whole night, it was, I don't know, it was crazy. I mean... Any chick
so
you
just got it in with the strange women's. How many bitches you was fucking at night?
Well, you know,
I'm only calling
about
them bitches. I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
No, I mean we talking about it. You know, I mean time passed. So I mean, if you're gonna talk about time passed, I guess I don't know. I don't remember. I ain't even gonna put that number out there.
You don't remember how many girls you fucked at night? It was
many. I was wasted. White boy
with a hand clap with that.
Go right ahead. First, I was fucked up. You See, I'm a teacher. Which button? There you go. That's what you're supposed to do with a sexy party, right?
No, listen, I got you. No, I'll tell you which button is which.
Okay.
So when you press them, you can know which one is which. Whatever. I'm going to help out. As a matter of fact, we're going to change the names so they can be easier to figure out what's on the switchboard. We're growing on Philly Shy. Stuff like this happens when you're growing, you know what I'm saying? Nobody knows anything. We all have to be trained, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I feel like with all due respect to even taking on any kind of job, if you're not going to take in effect the training, you know what I'm saying, and learning from experience, that's how you grow. And the motherfuckers who think they know everything is the ones that I cut out or I pull up their skirt or leave the fuck alone, whatever.
That's what you said. That's the earnest fire. I know. Anyway, that's a whole other story.
Yeah, I got you. Thank you. So we're going to check in on some more callers. EQ's got it in on sex parties, you know what I mean? Not Navelle, you know what I mean? Am I saying it? Navielle Sky's party. We all got to definitely come through there. Like he said, it's going to be exclusive. Well, when's the next party? When's your next sex party?
My next one is this Saturday, October 16th, from 10 o'clock. Till 6 in the morning.
Till 6 in the morning? That is a walk. I got to understand. Now, y'all all know what the walk of shame is, right? Like, that's the walk the ladies do from coming in, you know what I mean, from getting dick down and stuff. I just want to know how that walk is, like, for the ladies. Like, you're tired, you're limping. And had like 80 dicks, like, so.
Damn. Horrible.
The year is at 3733 North 9th Street. It's right off of 9th and Erie.
Okay, well, this Saturday, definitely come through. And I'm going to definitely say goodbye to my caller, Ty. You have any final things you want to say? Because I'm going to need to open up a line or whatever.
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to holler at you, let you know the promotions we got coming on. We just work with the artists right now. We don't got no shows or nothing coming up. Come out, Mill Creek, show y'all some love.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, you got to come down to my office, 590, Suite 9, 593, you know what I'm saying? Address 525 South 4th Street. So, you know, a little white walls, a little clean in there. I like that shit.
Yeah, I'd definitely be down there. Yeah. Well, thanks for having me, putting me on.
Definitely. Well, thank you for calling in. We're going to check in on some more of the callers and talk about sex parties and stuff like that. Talk about sex, period. You know, that's what we do on Philly Shy. Oh. First, you just can't help it.
I'm like a little kid in there. I just want to, like, press the button.
Is that, won't you tweet it? Won't you press the button, tweet this, and promote this show?
Yeah. Okay, well, how you... Okay, yeah. Where is that at?
You see it? It's in the top. It's in the left-hand corner.
Okay, there we go.
Tweet
this
that.
Tweet that. I'm blowing kisses.
Blow all the kisses you want. You want to press the button, that's up. But you can press it. While the music is playing, don't press anything. We're going to check in on some more callers. Is our skin domain still online? 215-939?
No,
he's a comedian. He could have told some jokes.
He dropped off. But we do have 267-622.
You
what's
are welcome.
What's up, people?
What's good? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Sierra from Northeast Philly.
Okay, Sierra, welcome to the show. You've been listening for a while.
Yeah, I know. And then y'all had picked my number twice, but I'm having some technical difficulties over here. But I had to call back and show y'all some love. So I'm here now.
Well, definitely, thank you so much. Thank you for coming back. I knew it was something. My brother was getting angry.
Yeah, that
would
have been some hater shit.
No, he controls himself because he loves everybody who supports the show
And definitely we got to show respect because you never know who's listening. You know, I respect all callers, even if it is a little poke-ass people calling and listening. Hey.
I apologize. I accept my apologies.
Yeah, I accept your apologies.
Because if you don't,
well,
I'm going to
catch you. Oh, that's so nice. Wow. Pierre, well, you've been listening to the show. How do you feel about the sex parties and, like, the people being open to just exploring whatever and whenever you want it?
I mean, to each his own. Like, this sounds interesting to me personally, but that's just what I'm into. I'll probably be the one sitting there watching everything.
Well, me and Pierre
jump
coming
in
to the party,
quick.
And we just watching. Oh, yeah. See, we go.
Yeah, I might have to the party,
yeah,
though, I done seen Mr. Sky's Facebook page, and I just got to see him personally real quick. And that's that, you know. I'm good.
Guys, it's just
it's
on the top.
If you
ever need to hit the page up,
well,
get my page up too, so we can all make
sure
we're good.
And
we
all right, I'm gonna do that. Let me try,
Andrew.
Yeah.
Oh, five. I got a quick announcement.
Navio.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna be one of the strippers for this party.
You wanna be one of the strippers?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get a lot.
I'm going to get a couple of ones, because that's just how I do shit, because I use the same dollar on all y'all.
Oh, don't be so cheap, honest. They out there hustling. I throw money, but I do use the same, you know.
Yeah,
I
even dime.
He's a man.
I use the same five on all you guys, but no.
You know what I just thought about?
What
do
you think
about, bro? I just thought about Big Sky Entertainment. Big Sex Party of the Year meets Philly Shine Radio with the host with the mostest.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't
I
we
got
do
a host
right
party.
There at the event?
Yes.
How about that?
You know, I heard my brother was talking to you about that. Yeah, Philly Shine is definitely yeah, we're going to have all night Philly Shine at night. We're going to party till 6 in the morning on Philly Shine Radio. That's going to be crazy. I'm with it. I'm coming. You coming to the party? Yeah, I'm bringing somebody to the party. I gotta bring a date.
What you think about that, Mr. Scott?
Well, it's mandatory now because I'm so excited about it. I told everybody I was going to broadcast already. So.
Okay, well, it's mandatory. Well, it's on and popping here. I'm being in the building. Philly Shine will be there. And also, everybody listening, artists, flood my inbox. I need some freaking music. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Whatever you got, artists, like the freaking music, send it to Honest. Oh, no. Send it to Philly Shine Show at Gmail. That's Philly.
But you know, if you want to have Freak Talk, you got to have Trey Songz. And you gotta have Ludacris splash waterfalls. Like, that's that freak shit right there.
Ooh, you know what? Yeah, I'll bring in some mainstream artists, but I don't really play any music on my show because I don't know if I gotta pay them niggas. They style artists here. I show love to the independent artists or anybody who give me their music. Yeah, I got some Bobby Williams, some Rag Warner, some Swiss Beats, but they gave me the music. You know what I mean?
We're going to have to make a call to him and see if we can get permission to play the music.
I do know Bobby V and Bravo, who's with DTP, and shout out to Roland, all you guys, man, they much love. I don't know, we're going to see. Chris Kiera, she made a request. We got to please the request. So, all right, we have the sex party live Saturday. Well, my brother's going to be there, too. I'm going to have security, having a dog.
I'm going to be doing interviews from the people having participated in extracurricular activities. I've already been a dang specific person. So, Miss Sierra, I will be interviewing you while you are in the course of action.
Yes, truly not. Yes.
Yeah. We might even have a section of a show called The Sex. Listen to the sex class. Like, you always hear, it's like Santa Fe, it's always some clapping during sex, you know what I mean? Even skinny people clap, you know what I mean?
Shout out to all the callers, y'all hear that? For the ones who don't want to speak, if y'all want to come on down to the biggest sex party of the year, Mr. Sky will be providing you with masks, so
so that no one would know who you are. Come on down, get interviewed, have fun, get drunk, don't remember nothing the next day.
Oh. Yes. But why y'all
Persian?
Sex party.
Can we
count
Persian?
That's the whole point of wearing a mask. Then you going to tell them I'm down there? Honestly?
Oh,
shit. I don't know. Fuck that.
Persian.
You're supposed to be a freak under the sheet. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, I got too many tattoos. I don't care if I wear a mask. I think it's going to oh my. Y'all going to see the big ass husky on my
exactly.
I know who that ass is.
If you ain't they done seen it all over the place. It's like,
yeah.
I know exactly who that is. Just because you're covering up your face, they know exactly how you walk and how your body language is.
Like, I got, like, how do I hide myself if I got a big ass butt?
Wait, we're trying to get confirmation on the show, on live air. Persia, are you going to be there?
Hey.
Go ahead,
that's the whole
call.
Point.
I'm
is this supposed
I'm
to be like a Kama Sutra type of situation? Pandora box? You got like blindfold me?
Yo,
hey.
You know what? If my partner comes with me, I will do some instructional tests. I'll show y'all how I get it
in.
And
I will have all the audio for Philly Time Radio.
Wow. You got to film it. I'll do a porn shit, you know what I mean? Like, what's the Tito Ortiz and his wife, Jenna Jameson, you know what I mean? Nothing wrong with fucking your husband. Nothing wrong with fucking your boy.
That is so hot.
You know, it's not wrong with it.
I mean, if y'all together, I hope that y'all fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you together, y'all fucking put it on TV. Or on your DVD player, your Blu-rays.
Blu-rays.
So, it's mandatory. Philly Shine is in the building. We going, ooh, clean it up. I already had some ideas. I was going to talk about it towards the end of the show. But it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Now, I got to show love to my boy Pop, a.k.a. Psychotic. I don't know if I'm going to get to play both of your tracks, but I'm going to definitely get to one of them right now. Is that 443 number still there? You better be.
44, the B-ball number?
Yeah.
No, you're not there no more.
Oh, wow. I'm going to still play his music. Anybody. Let's check in on some of the callers. I'm going to play his music. Well, we're going to prep all this week is we talking about sex parties. And
where my music at? I ain't never heard you play my music. I emailed it to you like 25 times already.
Yeah, every time I try to put it in, it's pending. You got to see it in the pending. I'll show you where it is.
Okay.
Or you can even hook it up right now. Press upload. Pick it
upload.
Up like a picture. If you got it in your computer already. We're going to show some love. And my boy Pop, a.k.a. Psychotic. We're going to play her some Persian music on Philly Shine Radio. Get it popping. I don't know what happened all the times I did it. My memory fucked up. Maybe I just didn't do it right. But we're going to show some love. Who was the next caller we got? Yeah, I'm a ganja bread. Who said that? Who did you say? Speaking of that. Who's the next caller we got on the show?
We got 215-941.
Welcome to Philly Shop. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Philadelphia.
What's good, Philadelphia? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
So, are you listening in on the show? What do you think so far about sex party?
Hello?
Did she leave us?
I scared to call her away.
Oh, no. She ain't know what she was getting into.
Exactly. It's late night. What else you going to talk about?
Ain't that open but Lays in Hospital, so what y'all talking about? I don't even know.
and the chicken shack, what you talking about? The Asian,
Oh, everybody else. You know, they got, that's 24/7, but tell me.
So all the callers that's online, even if y'all don't want nobody to know who y'all are, but y'all do have an opinion, you can still voice your opinion when you just don't have to say your name. This is free. This is natural.
Yeah.
It's all right to talk about it.
Unless I know what you sound like, and if I know your voice, I will say your name. Like, see me?
No. We're going to let y'all be open. So if you want to, Sierra is cool, but we mean no harm. But if you guys want to speak up, just definitely press the number one, and we definitely will get to your line, open you up, and show some love, you know what I'm saying? Why not? Why not? We got people playing with themselves, you know what I'm saying? Wrong with that. So, y'all don't know what strange things I'm doing over here. I'm trying to get into something strange.
It's horrible. Can I press a button?
Go and press the button.
I'm trying to find one now. Oh, man.
Wait a minute. You know, I'm about to teach Curtis some buttons while we play some music. Don't press them because we're going to play some music. I'm going to teach them to you. I want to go into some more music. So we're going to play Wanna Fuck by my boy, Zor Money, Hannibal. And I forget the other guy's name. I always forget. I'm sorry, guys. My memory is really bad.
You took all my buttons from me, Honest.
No, I did not. I don't have the buttons.
You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
You ain't gotta call me your boo, just as bad as you wanna fuck. I wanna fuck you.
No. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me your boo, just as bad as you wanna fuck.
Shit.
I wanna fuck you.
I ain't gotta call you my boo because I know you want it. I came to make you rain, no throwing hundreds. Fuck her like I'm X and she Keisha. She know I knocked the bottom of her sneakers. Thug passion, every time I crash in. Get a waterfall flowing everywhere she splashing. They call me Mr. Grab your hair, smack your ass. And you can ask the ladies, I don't have to brag. Deep diving, get all up in ya. Shack with her legs, how I play the center. I got her open like a free throw. Playing with her pussy while she going in deep throat.
You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me your boo, just as bad as you wanna fuck. I wanna fuck you.
No, you ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me your boo.
Pass her to a soldier, smash her in a rover. Grab your ankles, camo for thresh and smell the Folgers. Let face culture, that look in your eyes would provoke this. You got me addicted, I'm the smoker. Repeatedly poker, dope dick, hair pulling, bite her breath, sexually choker. Slippery clitoris, she a super soaker. She said she felt the low linen in a loafer. She climbing the walls, hitting pictures, ripping off posters. Her poses got her getting sick, ferocious. My body count atrocious.
You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me your boo, just as bad as you wanna fuck. I wanna fuck you.
No. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me your boo, just as bad as you wanna fuck. I wanna fuck you.
What's your name? 'Cause I must have missed it. I love when you scream my name when you getting twisted. I need intervention. So addicted to bitches with a fucking syndrome. If she fucking single, gladly I tear that ass up. I'm talking face down, ass up. I make her feel it in her gut, then leave it on her face. She better fuck good or fuck her. She getting out my place. Wait, if she bad, I let her slide once. But I got one rule, I don't do pity fucks. She better get it up and get it down. Get it out, you get it now. They call me Tiger when I lay you down.
You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me your boo, just as bad as you wanna fuck. I wanna fuck you.
No, you ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
You ain't
Oh, man.
Hello?
Yeah.
Welcome back to Philly Shine with our guest, the man who puts the package together for the greatest sex parties in the city, Mr. Sky.
Yeah, let's go.
Mr. Sky, why don't you shout out for all our listeners, your Twitter page, your Facebook page, your photography page, any information where though they could become your friend, possibly, you know, get in on the action that you provide. Why don't you shout that out for our call?
All right, well, on Twitter, you can follow me at NaviElSky, one word, NaviElSky. On Facebook, you can search me, NaviElSky, NaviElSky. Then my photography on website, www.NaviElSkyPhotography.com.
Okay. That's what's up. So you guys definitely got to check out my guest, NaviElSky. You know what I mean? We're going to definitely have a great relationship from now on because we always have the sex topics and the music. You know what I mean? Why not have the sex parties, too? I fuck with it. Not literally. Fuck it. All right, damn it. Damn it, we're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to check in on some of the callers. We might as well check in a private caller. Private caller, you what's good? Welcome to Philly Shine. Might as well open up that line to all one. You've been listening for a while. I don't even know if it's 21 or whatever.
What's good?
What's good?
Honest, this to move.
Oh.
You know, I got to show Philly Shine some love.
Oh, well, that's good. What's good? What's going on with you? Got a radio. What's up?
Chilling. Just ended the show, and I had to call up and see what was popping with Philly Shine. You know how we do. We got to show love to each other.
Yeah, Philly Shine is pop, locking, and dropping. What do you think about the sex party? Like, Timu, are you coming Saturday?
Coming where? As long as it's naked woman, I'm there.
Oh, wait.
Definitely.
The move is coming. Have you ever wanted to go to a sex party, Kamu? Have you ever gone to one?
I plead the fifth.
That's fucked up. Niggas and girls always being scared.
I just think that it used to be a club on South Street where they used to have like parties. Yeah, right next to Domino's, where Bottomless is now.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be a little swingers club. They used to have sex parties.
I don't know nothing about that. definitely chill with us, Timu. You know what I mean? You've been with us for a while. That's what's up, please. No need to be mean as a private party. Shout out to everybody else listening in on the line. We have a fun tonight. Getting to know NaviElSky, you know what I mean? Real sensual brother. Just expressing itself, so why not, you know what I mean, express yourself. It's all an entertainment for me, though. I just can't wait to watch. Huh?
That's that right. It's all entertainment.
I ain't going to lie. My homegirl had me watching Rude.com one day. Anybody ever see Rude.com on the line? Yes, no.
I had a membership on there, y'all.
You know people on there, Sierra?
I'll be on there.
You be on there too?
I got a whole profile on there.
What is your Rude.com profile?
I don't even remember, but as soon as I freaking log back in, I'm going to call in and let y'all know.
Com.
I'm going to inform everybody so y'all can go see what them pics are hitting for and all that.
All right, that's what's up. Shout out to Sierra. And see, I watch Rude.com. And if you're part of anything like Rude.com, try and watch. I want to see. That's what I look. I be watching. Niggas be getting the flex in. Everybody got a Rude.com page. I watch this shit. I don't have one because I ain't getting no footage yet. Footage together. We'll show off. F-O-H. I'm grown. But we're going to have some fun. Then we're going to check it on some more of the callers. You know what I mean? See who else is coming. Smooth's coming with us. Hers is coming. If y'all ain't going to know it's her, because she's going to have a whole big-ass fucking mask on.
Yeah.
My panties. I'm gonna wear a fake. I'm gonna wear a suck in ass outfit.
Hairbows, but the hair was fake. I'm gonna wear a spank. I'm gonna wear crotchless spank.
You're so crazy.
Spank. I don't even think a spank can cover this shit. But it is what it is. Next caller we got on the line with us.
We got 267-340.
Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Now, what's up? This is Diamond.
What's good, Diamond? You said your name Diamond. Are you an artist?
No, Donnie.
Oh, Donnie, what's up, baby? It's my boo, Donnie. Hey, boo.
Hey.
Now, I guess it was a little distortion. Please meet my guest, Naviel Sky. Please meet Donnie. Beautiful chocolate drop. You know what I mean? My home girl.
What's up, baby?
Hey.
You've been listening, and we're talking about Naviel Sky. Yes. The sex party, the affordable sex party, come through when your man's let loose. Have you ever thought about going to one of those things? Because we've all heard about them. Have you read a book? You could mention a book. As a matter of fact, shout out to my boy Jimmy the Saint, What a Woman Wants. And he was talking about that shit in that book. It's a good book. Get that book, too. But have you ever thought about sex parties?
At first I didn't, but I'm like, you only get to have fun once a lifetime, so I'm like, why not? Try something new.
She's coming too. I mean, everybody is going to skeet along with us this Saturday, you know what I mean, to the sex party, you know what I mean? We're going to definitely get it there up in North Philly. North. I'm ready to have some fun. I got a partner. I'm being at the sex party. But we're going to have some fun tonight on Philly Shine. I still want to play some music. You know what I'm saying? Definitely want to show some love to my boys. Dollar the General, G-Sex. This song is called Throw Your Leg Up. It's just... No. Let's talk about more callers and then we'll play the music. Because isn't there more callers you got to open up? If you want to listen, that's one.
We got 267-586. I'm sorry, Kia. My mistake.
Kia, she should have been on with us. What's up, buddy?
I've been waiting for an hour and a half to be on air. I apologize.
It's my fault. I'm sorry. But see, that just goes to show on Philly Shine Radio, we had so many callers. That sometimes you might get lost in the queue, but you know what? That's my fault. I'll make it up for you.
But
I'm gonna get your ass, Wayne. Wayne, you get an ass.
See?
You got better than that.
I think somebody just got slapped. Kia, express yourself. You've been listening the whole line. Like, what do you think, girl?
You're about to shoot somebody. That's just definitely something I would watch. I couldn't join. I'm just, you know, I'm kind of pissy when I'm not pissy. But I couldn't join that. I can just watch
I'm a whole prude. You is not fucking me just because. Like, I'm a whole, I'm just saying. I've turned down so much dick. I just know I'm not, I wouldn't just want to be fucking everybody. That's just not me. I'm turning down all types of dick, like mad dick. Like, it's so many dicks I've turned down in my lifetime. It's not even funny. I know. Even coming to this door, I'm gonna still be like, nah, I don't want that dick. I just don't even love it. I don't even know nothing about this dick. No, thank you. Keep your dick.
Going down.
I mean, I understand, but I've never had love dick at first sight. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't just be like, I'm gonna fuck him. You know how I remember Martin? I think Martin was like, sometimes a woman will meet a man and shake his hand. I just want to fuck him. I've never had that. You know what I'm saying?
Really? Oh my God, are you serious?
I swear to God, like, even, I you know, sometimes you see, like, a superstar on TV, like, oh, yeah, I want to fuck, whatever. He's sexy as shit, oh, gosh, whatever. But just, like, meeting a guy, I don't get that. Like, I just want to fuck you. Like, I don't think about that. I'm like, how can we make money together? Like, maybe, like, the first thought or something like that. Or come
buy
my CD and shit. Like, I swear, like, I'll see
you. Don't meet a guy and you don't be like, God damn, he's sexy. Oh, my God. I wonder what he likes
well,
in
no.
bed.
Well, no, no. See, 9 times out of 10, I got a dude, you know what I'm saying? And then you look at a guy, you're like, oh, you're handsome. And then being I'm inspired and I am, come to the show or I can use you as this or whatever, whatever. Like, that'd be like not the first thing from my mind. By the time a guy says something, you know what I mean, sexual to me or give me a compliment, I'm flattered because I'm not even in that world. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, he's not going to move me. It's no way he's going to move me. I need a total package. Because, like, I've had times, like, I even shared on the show where, like, you know what I mean, this guy went out with sexy, tall, fly car, you know what I'm saying? Like, he had everything going for him, had a good job, I had a good job. But every time we get together, we just was, you sexy, oh, yeah, I'm going to fuck the shit out of you, or I like this, I'm going to fuck you this way. And I swear once we got in the bedroom, we did, like, 15 positions in, like, 5 minutes. It was just no chemistry there. I wasn't wet. He was licking it. It didn't work. It was just bad. Like, I'm just like, man, fuck you. I just left. Like, I just got my clothes on, and I just left him there. Like, I was like, what the fuck? And then I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I didn't know anything about him for real, for real. Like, he just couldn't fuck either. We was young, too. He had to be, like, 25, 26. That's young for guys, right? I was, like, 19, 18. I was just like, ugh. This is nothing. Like, I'm never doing no shit like this again. I swear to God. And then even men and ladies, y'all can vouch. Like, even sometimes when you're talking to a guy, the only thing he's talking about is how he want to eat your pussy or how he want to fuck you or how he going to get shit. Like, nigga, look, no, you got to talk to me, stuff. You got to get my mind first before you just start talking about whatever you want to do to my coochie, because that talk is cheap once you get to the sheet, right? That talk is gold. Like,
so much can't do what they talk about anyway.
Basically.
We're
not going to bash the guys.
No,
it's
real.
Let me
on that.
Navio, do you think I'm keeping it 100 or you think I'm bashing the male? I think I'm keeping it 100. Like, you can have phone, huh?
Most people, period, they don't know how to take an artful approach to what they're trying to get at. So they do what's obvious. So like you said, most dudes, they're going to hit you up, try to eat your pussy, talk about what they're going to do to you and all that. They really not doing nothing.
Exactly. See, you be keeping it 100. You really not doing nothing. Because, like, even having, you can have phone sex, you know what I mean? I've had a lot of phone sex, you know what I mean?
So,
like, you get so excited. Yeah, see? You can have phone sex all day, and, like, because that's for the woman, that's already fucking in mind. So you could get excited about that. But all that, once you see the person, you're like, man,
so the same way with females towards dudes, because a lot of females, since they're used to that type of dude, they come at me and they talk about everything that they can do. And from my experience, most of them, like, they might have done enough to get somebody average height, but I've done a lot. And then my whole approach is always thinking, what can I do that's different from the last time I did it? So when you come to me with something simple that you gave to somebody else, it's not appeasing to me. But just like you said, you hear it all the time, man. I look for somebody that, like you said, they could fuck my mind first. They could take an artful approach and pretty much had it visual in my mind to where I want to do it now.
Exactly. Oh, ain't wrong with that. You just said it's 12:45. About that, Kyle. Shout out. Oh, man, I forgot to bring my boy Jamel in to the call. Definitely shout out to my boy Jamel doing this thing, XYDJ CEO. I'm sorry, my memory is just like worth two pennies rubbing together for an hour. It's just worthless. I'm so sorry. So I work real hard to do things ASAP. Then I forgot the whole shit. Shout out to Naviel Sky. Gotta be one of the realest men we had on the line. I remember it was CEO Bo who came on saying some real shit. But you gotta be real. Like certain times that talk is means nothing unless you really had that skill. You know what I mean? Or if you really had the passion for a person, or even a passion for sex. Like Key West has said on the show. Like Key West is like, I'll make sex good regardless. Like, you know what I mean? Certain people have their ways, and like that's how. And like since that day for me, I've had my ways. Like, fuck it, I'm gonna make sure I'm coming the first 40 seconds. I make sure he could come in the 2 minutes or whatever, whenever he's ready. Like, fuck that shit. Like, you fuck that shit. It's a waste of time if you're not gonna go all out for it. You know what I'm saying? So certain people have their ways, and I'm a prude about mine. So that's how I make sure every time I have sex, that shit is the shit. Like, woo! You make me giggle just thinking about it. Okay. Thanks for the show. And the meditation.
Oh, no. She's about to be like the girl in a minute.
I got you back now. I'm sorry. I did forget. I did clear my lineup for you, but then I forgot to even click you into the show. You're my memory worth two pennies sitting there looking.
Well, I had your guest, but you know their phone just died now.
Okay.
I had Carefree from 90.1 FM in Houston that was going to chill with you tonight, but you know
it was all good. But definitely shout out to Carefree. You know what I mean? Shout out to you. Like I said, you know what I mean? My human brain is just really bad at remembering. But. Shout out to you, but I just definitely gave you shout outs, you know what I'm saying? Much love to you. We talking tonight about sex parties, you know what I mean? Sex parties, like ultra exclusive, the real thing. I want to know if we gave you an invite, like the leer was right outside your door, like, yo, bring your ass to Philly for the sex party. Are you going to come? Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Mm. Where the party going to be at again?
Philly. It's going to be in Philly. We're going to have a Learjet right outside for you. Invitation.
A Learjet?
Yeah, well, what
it's
is it?
A Learjet.
It's a jet that goes real fast, what they call it. It's a jet.
Who?
Private jet. A small little jet plane. A plane.
Oh, y'all going to buy me a ticket? I come. For real. I'll be like, buy it over in the building.
See,
you know,
I had to.
Hey, check this out. You know, my cousin was a big freak.
Yo, I'm a.
So
yo,
I can.
I know your cousin was a big freak. Well, I'm gonna tell y'all, if y'all don't know who DJ Kuriak was back in the day, y'all don't know nothing. I don't know, Naviel. What's your age range if you want to say your age? Cause I'm 27. Mike,
I'm 24.
If I'm 24. All right, so you might not know Kuriak too.
I know who he is.
But you know who he is?
I've heard of him.
You've heard of him? Yeah, DJ Corey.
I've never heard of him.
You never heard of him, Persian?
No,
I heard
of
him. You've heard of him. You never heard of him?
Remember,
yeah.
He was on.
Never.
He was working with Mr. AB, too.
Yeah, he was working with DJ Touchtone. It was DJ Touchtone and, DJ Kuriak, you know what I'm saying, on the ones and twos. But DJ Kuriak, we used to always be at Palmer's. He had every one of the stripper girls, all of them. He had all of them, like every last one of the stripper girls. Like, I never wanted to go into parties because I was always, like, I was under 21, you know what I'm saying? I never wanted to go into parties because I didn't want to get locked up. Because you know how they lock up the underage people or whatever? I'm like, fuck that. Like, I never did nothing dumb to get locked up. Like, this is not me. So I said,
but
he brought
the strippers because the drug dealers wanted to see strippers. So he made a deal with the strippers to come to certain parties that he did.
No. I'm not even, I don't even know nothing about all that.
Oh,
I'm talking about
my bad.
fan group. Like, we're on
business.
Yeah, right. So now I'm talking about secret drug deals and shit. Like, who drug dealers? Who? What?
I meant businessmen. My bad.
Shut up, Demel. Too late. He just snitched the whole shit. They opened up the whole old cold case.
Well, I mean, he ain't into that no more. He into the church and, you know, trying to save the community and stuff like that. So.
You brought him up, so I'm talking about him. No, I'm talking about he had a lot of broken hearts, you know what I mean, groupies. Like, I knew all of them, you know what I'm saying, because of who I knew. But on some real shit, that was a problem back in the day.
And then he got a deal with Biggie manager, and him and Raekwon had a song that they was playing from Philly to Los Angeles.
I remember that song too. But no, we talking about the freak shit tonight. We talking about stripper parties. We talking about we gonna have male and female strippers Saturday. Philly Shine Radio will be going from 11 p.m.
When I'm coming. 6
a.m. Well, we gotta get the money first. So I was just hypothetically asking you.
I mean, if you give me a plane ticket, I'm next. You know what I'm saying? Put me on the flyer, you know? And, you know, I'm there. You know what I mean?
Well, that's going to be the next party. How often are you going to have these parties, Naviel?
They're going to go down every month. That's the aim.
Every month? I just want to come. You know what I mean? And then what I do, after I
got to get the sound effects all skeet, goddamn.
You know, and then when I come, you come with the DVDs, and I set them up in some of these flea markets where, you know, we can promote the parties off these DVDs around Atlanta. They freaks around here.
I love
Believe
it.
Me.
See, that's my mind thinking, like, all right, so we got this party. We definitely got to sell the clips of what's going down. We're not going to show y'all the address of what's going on, but definitely want to show y'all it's going down. Low job, a plenty, right? Like, definitely.
I don't check this. I only need a plane ticket. I don't need no room. I got people, you know what I mean? That's already taken care of. I don't need no rental cars. All what I need is to come and get me a cheese steak, and I'm good.
All right. Well, we're going to check in on some more of the callers.
Serious? I'm excited right now.
You serious? Everybody's excited. I can't believe I got to open up some more callers. I'm definitely
I'm gonna be
join in. You good, Demel? You good? Maybe you can welcome the next caller to the show. Tell us the number, bro, so we can
67275.
Demel. Demel, welcome him to Philly Shine.
Welcome to Philly Shine Show. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Philly.
What's your name? What's good? Welcome to the show.
Well, how you doing? My name is Najacion.
Okay.
Yeah, bro.
What's up, man?
I was about to say, you got to know Naviel. What's good? Najacion.
Yeah, that's my big brother.
My little brother, Father.
Oh, that's what's good. What's up, little brother? You know what I'm saying?
I'm calling the show.
Can my little brother tell you what went down?
Yeah.
I was at the first event, and it was like, crazy. Like, I was like, okay, listen, right? And I mean, I'm a freak, definitely a freak, but I'm a shy freak at the same time. It's like you gotta get to know me to get to know me kind of person. So I'm at the party. I'm there from the time it started to the time it ended, and I'm just watching and just observing everything that's going on, and I'm like, yo, this is bananas. Like, I was just freaked out, zoned out the whole night and the whole morning. So I definitely,
So for you, that was your first time coming to a sex party
What kind of activities did you partake in? Like, tell us, what was the freakiest thing you did that night?
I think that I'm coming, you know, in my birthday suit.
That's the only thing that fits. Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't want to watch no man or nothing. You know what I'm saying? He say he got a tie and everything in the shower and all that. I ain't in all of that.
Well, I mean, if you come to a sex party,
just had a ladies naked.
You're supposed to everything, so.
Just had a ladies naked.
But no, we definitely got female and male dancers, and they gonna be on separate
floors. Like, when you come to a sex party, you have to be content with the fact that you're gonna be exposed to everything that's pure and that's naked. So, I mean,
I understand that. But I just don't want to be in the park with a man in it.
We're going to give them out a private room.
Only on Philly Shine.
We're going to give them out a private room. Yeah.
You can't say my name on this radio show.
Hey, hang out there, Poke. Check your head.
You just... Boy, if you only know what I'm going through right now, you'll be like, okay, I need.
Well, you already said today, so it's too late. Can't back out now. Don't be doing that potion. We'll talk. We'll definitely
I got liquor sponsors that be watching.
I was in mouth, and how was just your stage name next time? Hook me up. I won't put you out there. I got your back. Definitely Naviel Sky, you were my superstar today, you know what I'm saying? Definitely helping Philly Shine open up a little bit more. And I appreciate you as a guest tonight. Shout out to your brother calling me soon. Huh?
And I appreciate you.
Well, definitely. Everybody having fun tonight on the show. Shout out to the callers who called in. Sorry, I couldn't get to all you guys, but I am going to get to some music from my girl Persia, Sam, and then after that, we're going to go into some overtime on Philly Shine and have some fun. So whoever's left open with us, definitely you could join in on extra time. So chill with us, Naviel. How you say your brother's name again?
Jason.
Wow, that's hot.
Definitely a high vocalist as well.
Oh, yeah, that's how I like it. Yeah, I thought you had a real cute voice, too.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
honest.
Love the fingers. Yes or no?
Honest. Yes. But, you know, I will promote them if I see I can make money off of them, though.
And now we're going to the next to the music. Of course, it's sex sells. Remember, lick my face and fuck my face? That's so crazy.
Yeah, it's playing all over Virginia. They done picked.
All right, Jamal, hold up. We playing the music. Hold up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're going into the music. Like I said before, they closed the switchboard down. Then we're going to go into overtime. Like I said, everybody's still with us. We're definitely going to show off. We're going to let Persia play her first song on Philly Shine for herself. Go ahead, press the button, baby.
This is a girl that I know, you know what I'm saying? She come out of Philly. She do rock and everything, you know what I'm saying? She about to put it down. If I can find it right now, we scrolling down and almost there. Yeah, here we go. Okay.
Now, introduce that song for my girl, Persia Sam.
Oh, it ain't come up yet, girl. I don't see where it's at.
Didn't you just play it? Now, you was playing the music for my girl, Taco Ty, a.k.a. Queen Reed. Shut up, Queen Reed.
Load up all the way, I guess.
Ah, well, whatever. Well, we going right into overtime then. No. We got, oh, wait a minute. We going to call you Le Mad.
That's the Mel backwards, Le Mad.
Sorry with the pressure, but LeMad, you still with us, love?
Hey,
you want a
mad
hey.
One?
Hey.
No, A pimp hey. Man? No. You play the machine gun. The machine gun. You know what I'm saying? Because I threaten people. But we're going to go back overtime. You know what I'm saying? We got a vocalist. Okay. We having fun. All right. Teaching Persia
Philly Shine 2, which is making it all crazy or whatever.
It is cool. I love her.
We let it loose, baby. I love her. She can do what she pleases. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about it. No, not like that. Not lesbian love. Like, kiss-back love. Mwah, these two. Not lesbian love. I don't do the lesbian stuff. I turn all my lesbian fans into promoters or hosts and such. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind. Like, you, everybody who has a crush on me, you could be a consumer or, you know what I mean, we could work together, do some shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I'm a girl that I got mine. I'm not looking for anything else. So this is what it is. Like, what I'm supposed to look for? Nothing. I'll be looking for trouble, though.
Basically.
Who don't want trouble? You know what I'm saying? That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow's show. Would you want to get into some trouble at the sex party or even in your regular life? Like, that's tomorrow's topic. You know what I mean? Join me if you're around 11 p.m. It's going down on Philly Shine Radio. We're going to have some fun playing some music. Also coming soon, we got Easy Money and the Prospects, Dollarize, Ace Spitz, Persia Sale, just to name a few of the personalities that's going to be added on to Philly Shine Radio. Maybe even we're going to have late nights with Navi on Sky or something. I don't know. You with it? Yeah, late night. You like that?
I like that.
That's what sounds like. I like how she said, I like that.
Philly after dark, huh?
Yeah, keep it down. She likes that, you know? Now when I put Philly Shine Jr. on, it's going to be on a whole separate station because I can't have another kid having access to this. But shout out to everybody at Hope Charter School, you know what I'm saying? I love the kids, too, you know what I mean? Big up to you guys. Like, it's definitely I'm coming through to see y'all. They were so cute when I came. They were like, are you Trina? I'm like, no, so sweet. That's so fucking sweet. That's my girl. She a bad bitch. No. Definitely much love to the kids. But we're going to get real adult coming soon. Skeet all over the place. November 7th definitely is the next Diamond Spotlight. I'm performing this Thursday at the Coliseum. Definitely go through. Yes. Thanks for my boy DJ Big Philly for showing love. Thank you, bro, for holding me down tonight. Thank you, my girl, Persia Sam. More things coming soon. Such an awesome guest tonight. Like, I gotta check and make sure I ain't wet. Shit, make sure.
Oh,
y'all ain't getting me wet. Y'all didn't get me wet. I'm joking.
Oh, man.
Anybody wet? Anybody get wet? Like, because now we all talk about being in the boat. I'm not talking to the guys. I'm sorry. Close your ears. Hang up. Whatever. Talking to the girls. And then if I get excited, you talk about he's going for a fucking time.
He's excited is whatever that is.
What you say?
I said she excited whoever that is right there.
Yeah, I know that's right. What about you, Sierra?
I'm chilling because, like,
Wait a minute, guys. No, go ahead. What you was saying, Sierra?
This Naviel young man is a real decent person. Like, we Facebook friends, and I be seeing his Facebook after dark statuses. Them jaws be crazy. Like, it's sexual, but it's not all perverted, like, all in your face with it. I mean, it's in your mind, it's in your body, it's in your pants, it's all over.
So I don't know nothing about that, Naviel. Facebook after dark. Tell us, what's that about? What's Facebook after dark for tonight?
Well, pretty much I'm a real spiritual, intellectual, emotional, and sexual person, so I like to involve all of that. And since I'm a writer, I like to entertain people at night. So every night I do a Facebook after dark. Well, I do a couple posts, and I pretty much describe real central situation, and I make it real visual to pretty much place everybody there. But tonight I didn't really get to go into it because I was on here with y'all. So.
Tell me some of your past Facebook after dark, because maybe Sierra might have joined in, but
let's comment now. Let's comment live on Philly Shine. Like,
well, Miss Honest, I am about to go. This
goodbye.
Sound like this should
yeah.
be just for the ladies.
Bye, ex. So, go ahead, Naviel. Please tell us some of your Facebook after dark fun. I'm trying to get some fun popping my damn self. I didn't even drink my drink tonight. I'm having so much fun. Sometimes they just happen on Philly Shine. I have a full drink.
I'm not gonna switch phones on y'all because this phone trying to be a hater right now, but I will be back.
Well, you gotta dial 215-200-7554.
All right.
You got it?
All right now.
Yeah, just all right. Well, go ahead, Nadia. Right, what's the Facebook After Dark fun stuff for Philly Shine? Give us something old for Philly Shine. Give me that.
Let me see.
You want me to read one for you?
Yeah, go ahead and do that for me.
Oh, shit. I love it.
Probably.
Y'all remind me of me and my brother. That's how we hold each other down, Dwayne. I love it.
Definitely, yeah. Brother, I'm way ahead.
Go to my notes and read So Tasty for me.
Your notes?
Yeah, and read So Tasty.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear that. Okay. Do I want to read it? He's about to read it to us, so that makes it easier.
I want to do it.
Oh, go! You go do it. Tell her where she can find it.
I don't even know if we're connected, are we?
I can't go to the notes on my page, but I can just go to your wall.
All right, go to my post from yesterday.
Okay.
I'm about to go to it too.
You're so tasty. You're so sweet. Oh, I just want to eat you up like a peach.
The question. The question.
I don't even know.
Where's your favorite place?
No, not the question. None of the questions.
Oh, her transformation.
Huh?
Her transformation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Facebook
After Dark. You ready?
This is Philly Shine Overtime. Yes, we're ready. Go in.
Her transformation of behavior is what turns me on the most. It's like sex with an erotic stranger who knows my body oh so well. She knows to tease me and excite me, taking new approaches with each act, never failing to touch my visions before she touches my body.
And then go to the comment that I put, the comment that I wrote on that same one.
Okay.
Damn, that was cute.
But where does this magic come from? It's like
yo, I fuck with everybody who called in on the show, who texted me, you know what I'm saying? Everybody who's showing love tonight on Philly Shine Radio. I'm talking
about. I'm it right now.
Ready to put some of this shit I'm learning into action. Like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Like, what is, how you call your name, Navio?
Navio.
N-A-V-I-E-L.
You said N?
N-A-V-I-E-L.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. And then it's Sky, S-K-Y-Y.
Oh.
I think I'm coming across. I like some of your statuses. I might just look to your page.
Yep.
I can't hear you say that again.
Me.
Which is that?
I said that was me.
Oh, that was you? Persian made this film for you.
Naviel, I just seen you. That's what I'm saying. That was what the moan was about. It was giving you applause.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, that's a round of applause right there.
Yeah. But you know what?
Standing ovation.
I think that's what the guys are supposed to do. But shout out to everybody joining on the show tonight. I've been playing in some shit all day. Like,
ready to put into action after we cool down. You know what I'm saying? You got the his comment. I want to hear his comment. Like, his little inspiring words over this motherfucking joint.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
Go in.
I got you.
Can you sing
for us?
Can you sing for us? That'll be it.
You should sing.
You can sing a song afterwards, right? I'm patient.
Okay,
you be patient, right, person? Like,
I will wait
patiently. I think she said it with a lot of conviction. I believed her.
Oh my God.
Oh, y'all ready?
Yes.
Well, where does this magic come from? It's likened to sorcery, and the magic word to trigger isn't a word at all. It's the closing of the door and then disconnection from the outside world that sets your alter ego into motion, becoming sexually brilliant and possessed by the spirits that lust conjure up.
Mm. I love it.
And a girl said, when can we hang out? Not on a sexual thing. Yeah, okay. All right. After hearing something like that, you just want to hang out? Okay.
Yeah, right. When can we hang out? Like, she's like, I just make the pie. Like, come eat it.
More after that, Jack?
No, that was it.
Oh,
I mean, it's more in your wall.
You know, VL, you're definitely a serious, serious dude. I loved having you as a guest. It's more to come, guys. Like, I'm so sincere. Everybody's coming together, working to do numbers. Like, my Tuesday and Thursday show have always been, like, the highest rating for Soty Shine, but we're trying to, like I said, expand it more, have some more fun, bring everybody's attention here because I'm trying to show love to everyone who wants to work hard for it. You know what I mean? You working hard, you on your grind, you want to work with me, you want to collaborate on some things, I'm about that all day. You want to waste my time, you want to pull your skirt up. You want to make up your face and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Videotape.
I'm into videotapes. I like that kind of thing right there. That videotaping situation. It's a lasting impression.
Hey, we got Sierra. Sierra's joined us back again on the show. I wanna do some more After Dark talk. Like, I really do. I wanna talk about like that first time that a girl rolled you, or the first time that you rolled a guy for girls, and made him just like come under a minute or whatever. But
all
more
time.
Like, no, I'm saying the first time. I'm going to tell y'all that first time I did that shit, you know what I mean? I'm going to tell y'all, I was just like, damn, I felt like that. It's like, I climb on top and the board is, woo.
Well, I wish that I can talk about that because I have yet to find a female who can rob me to a point where my toes are curling. So,
really?
Yeah, I have yet to find it. Because not many girls.
How old are you? Are you 21 or you just?
I'm 21.
Oh, I'll see. Maybe.
And I have yet to find a woman who can you take me to that place versus me taking her to that place. You get what I'm saying?
Dang, that's not fair.
Yeah. It's not fair,
aww.
But you know what? I am the please. It's not about me. It's not about
me.
So
what about you, Naviel? That's never happened to you? A girl, like, under 5 minutes, you couldn't take her riding you? And
I don't know. I think in one of my family, we just, like, the dudes, we just real, real passionate. We're pleased. It's like we just want to make sure that you're cool, well, beyond cool. So,
yeah,
I guess because of our imagination, like he said, his mind elsewhere, and then I do that, but my mind is also there. So I guess because of the imagination and what I envision, if you can't match what my mind is on, then you can't really do, I guess, please.
So have you had a toe curling experience with a girl riding you?
From her riding me?
Yeah.
Not really toe curling. I mean, I had good experiences, and I had people who were able to make me come, but not, like, right away when they just jump on me. Like,
Exactly.
Like,
and it can be done. This is what I know. So that's what.
Of course, it can be done. Shit.
Oh yeah.
I've seen it like persons that happens all the time. Like, oh my God. Like all the time. Talk about. He's like, oh, get off me. Let me do my thing. You know what I mean? That's what God normally does. You know what I mean? Let me move. Like, what about you, Sierra? Like, have you ever had that? Like, what was your first time? Like, you on top and he just couldn't take anything.
Sierra, you still with us?
Oh, I lost Sierra.
Oh.
Well, all right. Well, me and who else is still online? Kia, you with us? Who roll call? Who can hear us? Say hi. Say aye.
Aye.
Oh, it's just us. It's just
you
us four. Well, mine was shut it down. What'd you say?
You gotta open them up. Hello, who's these people?
Did you open them up? Who is it?
That's everybody.
That's everybody.
Everybody.
Okay. Everybody open.
I have,
so one is in Persia. Okay. Oh, well, everybody's open. What about you, brother? We didn't get to you. I'm sorry.
I'm here.
No, I'm talking to Dwayne. What was your first experience? Like, have you ever got to experience that with a girl? Like, you couldn't take it in 5 minutes? I'm talking about 5 minutes.
No, I haven't. I have yet to experience that myself.
Are you guys being cocky or something? Like, y'all don't want to talk about, really?
No. It's not there.
No,
it's just that we
100. I haven't found that person yet. I just haven't.
Wow. Really? No? Not
yeah, so
you.
It turns into just me pleasing them more than me being pleased. I have yet to find that chick that can have me be like, you know, I'm going straight home from work.
Oh.
I feel like this, and this is how I feel. I feel like the new generation of women, meaning in our time, are not as keen. What I mean by keen is, like, they're not aware of their sexual selves like they're supposed to. Like, it was back in the day. Like, back in the day, women could just, like, fuck with their mom. Let me tell you why. No, it's not that hard, but see, girls have a mental thing going on. Oh, my pussy is butter, so I know I got it. Don't know you got it, just do it.
I barely brag about it. You know what I mean? But
I know,
do brag.
I know
I got that shit. Well, work it out, because you know what? The first thing, that's that mental right there. So she knows
yeah,
she got it.
Thing.
So obviously it's there. So what are you talking about staying in tune with herself?
It's for real, if I bring my partner, you know what I'm saying, Saturday, I'm going to show y'all. All it is the way she rides, like, I'll show
well,
y'all.
I'm looking forward to this.
It ain't that
I'm
hard.
I'm looking forward to this, this visual because,
we got Sierra back with us now. Sierra, we were talking about our Philly Shine After Dark topic is, what was it like your first time you riding a guy and making him come, like, in under 5 minutes, like, that first minute of under 5 minutes. Like, I said, that shit was just empowering. You're like, yeah, I could, yeah, you can't take this shit, can you? Like,
it is, though. That's exactly how you feel. You'd be like, wow, like, I'm the shit.
What was it like the first time? So,
girl, no, because if I'm at that point, and he comes too fast, I don't feel like I'm the shit. I'm going to feel mad. It's just like when a dude get blue balls.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Now, I've never had. And see, like I said, since that day, if I gotta get mine first. Like, I got to get mine first. And then normally, for me, I never had a problem with the guy getting back up. Like my dude now, like, he can't take it. You know what I'm saying? So... we've been in hand sex, like, he's been came, like, 5 times in an hour or something.
Oh, God.
But, no, you keep it moving. You go right back in.
So females get mad?
Y'all be having marathons and shit.
So
it's funny shit. What you about to say? Let him go.
I said, do females get mad when we don't come but they do, and then we good, we done?
That's never happened.
No.
Because I've been in situations where I'm not connected to the girl, but I know she wants the dick, so I just give her the dick and I can't come because I'm not connected to her. This is thing. So and I'm like, yo, I can't nut. I don't know what to tell you.
my baby father was like that. You know what I mean? Like, me and him would fuck for like 5 hours. And I'm like, just go to sleep. Leave me alone. Like, he was just like such a damn, I'm going to be a 100 slut. He was fucking all damn day and shit. Like, I'm like, you want to come and bother me all night? Leave me alone. Like, we just, you know, nah, I get sometimes. But yeah, other than that, nah.
That's just not good in a relationship. I mean, that would bring in disconnect. Because, like, once you're in a relationship, sex is important. But, I mean, like, if it's just like, you just a little side going, I just get some and keep it moving, then I really could care if you get yours, as long as I get mine.
My baby father and I, you know, I was young. Well, we was together from 15. We got locked up when I was 18 or whatever. We was fucking crazy. Like, we was really, really crazy. Like, that had to be the craziest shit ever. That's why even moving on, like, you still think, this is the guy I'm going to be with for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? Like, God, you with a man, you think it's all good. But when he got locked up, then I find out, you know what I'm saying, about the bullshit and whatever else he had going on. But, yeah, we had a couple nights where you fucked, like, 5-6 hours. Nothing. I'm like, just go to sleep. But yeah, we definitely was. You had respect for each other, but I found out it didn't go that far. So that's another reason why I feel like the way I do. Because you know, that first time even having your heart broken is kind of crazy and realizing a lot of things. But you know, we all go through that shit. Fuck it, you friends. That's like my brother. You know what I'm saying? But. Since then, never. Never. You gotta have that connection, and I have, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I do feel like that bitch, like, I'm not gonna, even with a guy like, oh, you come too fast, you gotta get right back up. If you mess with a guy who can't get back up, it's you. I don't know, or he don't like you or something like that.
Wow, wait a minute, see.
I'm wife to sleep. I'll be tired.
No, you know what? And it's funny that you said that because I had a situation not too long ago with an ex or whatever, and she wouldn't get wet, but she told me that she wasn't attracted to me, but her body contradicted everything that she was saying verbally. And I'm like, okay, why is your coochie, like, dry like graham crackers? I don't understand. And... I ate it dried right back up. I'm like, okay, what the fuck is going on? Is there some desert shit popping off? And I don't know. A condition, maybe you go to the doctor to get corrective surgery. I don't know what the situation was, but it was like she. No.
I feel what he's saying. Let him talk.
Okay. I did all of that, and it's like she really just couldn't stay wet. And I'm like, do you like me? Do you want the dick? What is it? She's like, I love you. I'm like, you can't be.
Yeah, because listen, and then what he's saying is 100, because like if you have that disconnect from some type of way, like I've had it because like I was cheated on before, and to go back and have sex, like we got back together, like it was all right, like you know it was understandable, whatever. He confessed and everything was good, like everything I asked for was done, but it was just like it went from a gallon to a liter, you know what I'm saying, like, and then from a liter to an ounce, you're like, you can't get it out of you, you like, you feel like sometimes, like, it don't hurt you, like, I don't really like you, your body like, man, fuck that nigga, you, no matter how much your mind trying to put it together, your body's still like, man, I ain't getting wet. Go ahead, take your ass somewhere else or something.
What? Oh,
yeah, that's
crazy.
Because
it makes us.
I wonder
like, what
that's
like. Yo, man, like if you don't, you try to mess with a guy like if they hurt you, but you trying, you know what I'm saying? Well, what did she say to you?
Well, as far as why she didn't get wet?
Yeah.
She was basically saying, but I am connected to you. I am. I don't know. I had this happen with me before. Like, she was making excuses as to why her current state wasn't like how it should have been. And I was like, okay, well, I'm on my fucking dick hard. Like, what the fuck? Like, what am I supposed to do? I was getting pissed. But then I had to come to my sensual self and say, you know what? I'll just, you know, let you, you know, get yourself together, and then we can probably start again. But my fucking lazy ass went to sleep, you know what I mean? So, and I went in the bathroom and beat my dick, you know what I'm saying? Because I was getting frustrated. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I can't. I'm not going to try to hurt her feelings, but it's something. This is something that's in you. I did everything that I could to get you to your sexual
point. Yeah, she wasn't keeping it 100. Was y'all going, did y'all go through, you said it was your ex, did y'all go through something crazy or whatever?
No, it was like every time we got in the mood to have sex, we would have this situation, like, she would be on top of me, and I'd be like, okay, what's up? Like, your coochie's hurt my fucking dick because it's dry.
Oh, God.
And then I would eat it, like, it would be like a rash.
No, yeah, that's bad.
And I was trying to go, I would go in, and it would be like, it would hurt, and I'm like, yo, I'm good. Like, I couldn't take it no more. I was like, time for you to go.
Yeah, that's, yeah. She was faking the funk. You probably real super cute. She like, I'm, she was trying.
I mean, you can look me up on Facebook.
I gotta go, honest. I gotta go. Oh, bye-bye. Yeah, we get ready to shut it down anyway. But, yeah, like, that's definitely, I feel you. But good night, Persia, baby.
Good night,
I understand what you're saying because, like, but she had to get some type of way to connect with you. She wasn't keeping in the 100. Like, I understand, like, sometimes you can't, I'm not going to just get excited about every little single thing. Like, we gotta work on it. Sometimes,
right.
I don't know. I feel a difference. And I know I never had it hurt. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure that it could. Something beating or something that's dry or whatever, but... It is.
That's a mess.
What'd you say, Sierra?
I said, that's a mess.
You can't, Sierra, y'all can't relate.
I can't relate. I really can't.
So even going back to your ex, you know what I mean? We've all done it. You all right.
Well, it's not like that in my current relationship, so that's fine. I've been redeemed.
No. Oh, yeah, exactly. You don't harp on it. Like, shit happens. Whatever.
But it's just like, I feel like, you know, I feel bad for the next guy who have to go through that with her because I don't think she's ever going to get married with that kind of situation.
She got to be 100 or just fuck when she ready or something. Because, yeah, like I said, like, back in the day, this is a guy, I'm just like, not when you're not into it, you just shouldn't do it. Like, I told you, I got up and got dressed and was like, deuces. I don't care about feelings. See, you nicer than me.
Because you ain't care about my feelings.
Yeah, right? You really can't make me feel it. Bye. I really don't even care. But, Sierra, you saying you've never had the situation ever, ever.
I never had it. Never. And it's, like, I'm not even going to lie. I've been with some people that I lost my feelings for, like, exes. You know, you see them and... You tell yourself, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. End up doing it anyway. But, no, I never had that.
No, I think that's, now see, that's different.
My body just cooperates with me. That's
now, see, now that's, now once you build yourself up to it, because, like, you know what I'm saying, I think he's saying a situation like you talk shit and then you just go right for it. But, you know, when a guy is just still coming for you, you can get ready. Yeah. A guy can put you in a mood. So, did you give her a massage or whatever, like, tickle her, kiss her neck?
Yo, everything I foreplayed, it was crazy. And she was, like, on top of me, moaning and going crazy. And I said, all right, man, it's time to put it in. I go to, like, play with a pussy, you know, tweak it a little bit, lick it a little bit. I'm like, yo, your coochie is dry. You did all this moaning and
moaning.
Yeah,
coochie broke. That's mad like a broke coochie. That's like a broke coochie. Cause,
like,
well, I'm not saying it was that bad. I'm saying an ounce is still some type of moisture. You know what I mean?
Exactly. My fucking finger was dry. Like, my finger was, like, dry. Like, you might as well say it was, like,
sand or dust or something on my finger because, like, it was definitely
ouch.
Not aqua at all. Like, it didn't have no liquid.
Oh, yeah,
no
yeah.
Light.
Her plumbing backed up, that's all.
Plunger or something because
she needs to go to the fucking...
the plumbing needs to stop or something cause
This is what goes down over time. Nobody else could call in. But definitely, thanks to everybody joining us. Naviel, you and your brother. How you pronounce your name again?
Najacion.
Najacion. I got to write that down.
Najacion.
It's N-E-J-C-I-O-N. Okay, I got you. Cion. All right, Najacion.
And definitely, you got to support us, Sierra. We're going to be in the building. We're going to check out some shit. No broke allowed. If you broke, don't come. If you broke, you can't come either way, right? Ain't no coming if you broke. Hey, it is what it is. But definitely, the tension is definitely going through the roof on Philly Shine. More things coming. FEMA's coming through. Definitely showing love in the future. Sue also. Naviel. The Jaycion, you know what I mean? We got to hear some of your music because we love the R&B. We love singing over here. Much love. What about you, Sierra? Are you in entertainment at all? Are you singing, modeling, actress?
No. I mean, I've been told this little line that I really can't stand personally, but I've been told that, you know, you're real pretty for a thick joint. You should get into modeling. So I don't know. I consider it a little bit. But
okay,
right
well, yeah,
now I'm just chilling. I'm about making my money. I'm in the corporate world right now, so I'm doing that. My boyfriend, he's the rapper. That's what he do. He got his little group. So next time I call in, I make sure to, you know, throw him on here with y'all.
Oh, yeah, definitely we show love to the music. And my girl, J. Raina Smith, an excellent publicist. She does all the beautiful women modeling, they have fashion shows, they have pageants, everything. So, you know what I mean? Whenever you ready, you know what I'm saying? We all ready and definitely always looking for talent. We network all the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it is, if you want to even sponsor an event to make some money, like, we all network like that. So, just to even let everybody know, Philly Shine, you can definitely check out the archive shows, www.blogtalkradio.com/Philly Shine Radio, and you can also listen. I have everybody show off, like whatever you're doing. First, you have to show off. Give me your websites, your Facebook, your numbers. People share everything. Where you gonna be at? Where you at now? You know what I mean? What you did is what it's about. But we also fuck it up with the sexual topics or hot topics. Definitely. Thanks again. What do you wanna say, Sierra?
Before you sign it off, though, let me just shout out some people real quick that y'all should take a look at. Definitely hit up Facebook, Curve Nation, Pound Cake Models. They definitely the four-figure females, real beautiful. They doing it real big. Whole lot of networking over there. And music-wise, y'all need to check out my young boy, Young Tech, YoungTech. Young Tech. He's fire. Like, he about to create a buzz that's serious. So everybody need to get in on the ground floor with that. And it is what it is. Honest, I done shot you the friend request on Facebook, so make sure you add me. And I will be staying in touch with y'all.
Yeah, definitely, we will show love to everybody. Yeah, shout out to all you guys. That's what we do here on Philly Shine Radio. You know what I mean? You can be discreet. We show off here. You know what I mean? Thanks again, Naviel. And good night, Najacion. You know, I got
good
night, you. Yeah, I spell it. I got you. All right, and peace to everybody else listening in. Mwah. See you tomorrow.